Blog Talk Radio.
Seems I was walking in the wrong direction. I barely recognize my own reflection. Scared of love, but scared of life alone. I've been playing on the safe side, baby. Building walls around my heart to save me, oh. But it's time for me to let it go. Yeah, I'm ready to feel now.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly, and it's, what day is it? Oh, it's the 25th. And tonight we are going to be talking about everything, soaps, prime time, daytime, nighttime, everything. So I am going to bring Heather on, but before I do, I just want to say tonight, why don't we talk about whatever we want to talk about? And, you know, right now I think everyone's angry and some are happy with their current storyline, some aren't, and I think we really need to be honest about it. So I'm going to bring Heather on, and my, Terry will be here later on in the show. She has class, so, and I wish she didn't, but she does. So here I'm going to bring Heather on. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, so, is it snowing where you are, first of all?
I haven't got up because the bottom of my foot hurts, like I did something to it, so it hurts to walk. Yeah, it hurts to walk, so I haven't got up to look yet.
Okay, so when did this happen?
Just today. I walked so much because I was filming something for my class. It's due tomorrow, and so I think it was, like, from walking so much that I did something to it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I, you know what, I know how that feels. I mean, I don't know exactly how you feel, but I've had that done, and, have you been watching good stuff lately? I was going to ask you about The Bachelor because I forgot a TiVo is the other night.
The what?
The Bachelor.
It was all right. It was just the woman to all, and that girl who got kicked off and they got, like, the producer fired. She was, like, so rude to Chris Harrison. Like, I was so embarrassing. I was like, oh, my God. Cannot believe she said that. Like, she said that he came on to the producer's wife. And then I'm thinking, well, you were sleeping with a producer, so you were sleeping with a married man. And, like, Chris has been married to his girlfriend that he's been with since he was 18. So it was, like, really rude of her. It made me mad.
Why did it make you mad?
Because, like, she was rude to him, and it was, like, they were just trying to get her to tell the truth about, like, what happened, and she was, like, denying everything. She was like, I swear on my son's life, I did not do this, and I did not do that, and, like, everybody in the house saw her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I guess one night she, this is really embarrassing, I can't believe I'm even saying it, but I guess one night she, like, laid on the floor, like, if she was a dog, and put her butt in the air. And, like, when someone asked her, like, are you going to come to bed? She was like, no, I'm waiting for him to come tuck me into bed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. That was, like, so gross. But, I don't know, I'm kind of mad because I picked up the new Us Weekly, and it says who won in it. And I already know who's the new Bachelorette. But I already knew who won anyways, but I've just been watching because I was excited to see, like, how it came out. But I'm like, you shouldn't have a magazine that's already out that says who won without everybody seeing it on TV, you know?
Oh, yeah, I...
But then I don't know, because it also says that one of them has a boyfriend, a secret boyfriend that she's still in love with.
Oh, really?
And I bet you can guess who that is.
Vienna?
Yep. She has a boyfriend, I guess, that she's still in love. But even if he picks her, she's just going to steal his money. There was a newspaper, there was a magazine article I read a couple weeks ago, and it said that she stole $5,000 from her ex when he was in Iraq.
That is not cool.
Yeah. Like, out of all places, like, when he's in another country fighting for his life, and, like, fighting for our country, that's, like, terrible. Yeah. It was crap. Oh, I listened to Star Dish Radio tonight.
Okay.
And, it was funny because, you know, Jill Larson, who plays Opal on All My Children?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was supposed to be on, and she got to it late because something happened, like, with her daughter, and Kelly Ripa was her surprise, like, to call in, and so it was most, like, half the show was with Kelly Ripa. It was really cool. And I was going to call.
And, you know, Heather,
I was online to... I was online to talk to her, and then she had to go. I was so sad.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I was. You would have told me I loved Kelly Ripa. I've always loved... Yes. Yeah, I was just wondering because... okay, who's the next bachelor, Allie?
Yeah, I read that it's Allie, but I don't know if it's true because I read that she's gone on a couple of dates since Jake, but then I read it's next bachelor, but
Heather,
I'm guessing...
Hello?
Yeah?
Heather, can I have Bridget on the phone, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, hey, Bridge.
Hey, girls.
Terry has class tonight, but she will be here right after class, and yeah. So, have you been following The Bachelor? The Bachelor, yeah. Have you been following it at all or no?
No, I'm not really the Bachelor type of girl. I'm more the Amazing Race type of girl.
Okay, well, you know what? I've been trying. I mean, I like Amazing Race. I just keep forgetting it's on Sundays. I don't know why.
No, the Cowboys are won the last time, so I was hoping they'd win this Sunday.
No, well, you know, it's just funny how the reality TV show on Sunday night because most of them are on, like, during the week. So I thought, you know, so I keep forgetting to watch it. And the promos look really good and everything.
I know. I love The Amazing Race.
My two favorite people from Big Brother on in this year, Jeff and Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how did you feel about them?
I didn't really get to see much of them. But, of course, like I said, I've been missing it, too, so I haven't got caught up.
Yeah, I mean, the weather is okay where you are at because I feel sorry for the people in the mid-northwest. I mean, they are getting a blizzard dumped on them again.
Yeah, it was 47 degrees here today, but it was real cloudy.
It was cold, but sprinkling, and, I mean, it was weird, and... Yeah, I hope Talia is okay. See, she was gonna call in and co-host with me. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, I'm on a little break right now. I can't talk very long, but I thought I'd just call and say hi.
Okay, fine.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi. How are you? Boy, Corey,
how are you?
You sent me a bunch of texts just now. I was putting on my phone. I have one bar left on my phone, too. I better not be too long, but...
We are talking about The Bachelor right now and Amazing Race and all that.
How about American Idol?
We haven't... No, Terry and I love American Idol.
I stopped watching after David Archuleta didn't win. I got bored.
I know. good for him, too. I was kind of disappointed that he didn't win.
I cried. Like, my mom called me. She's like, are you crying? And I was like, yes. I was bawling. He's my favorite.
So, that's funny. As soon as I got into the break, I thought, well, maybe I'll call just for a couple minutes or so. So.
Well, I played you a Bon Jovi song in the beginning of the show.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yes, but you didn't hear it, so now I'm upset.
Oh, well.
I know. Yeah, so.
Well, you just started the show, really, so basically just got into the show, right?
Yeah.
Is Talia there with you?
No, Talia's not here, not yet.
Oh.
I know. But are you going to be able to call back after class?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll call back after class. I think we're having another movie tonight, but I don't think it's going to be anything really gross. So.
Well,
my gosh. So, have you heard, how about anything new, news, liaison related at all? Have you heard anything new?
Well, it's not liaison news, really, but you guys, Guess who's getting fired, you guys?
It starts with an S.
Spam Manila?
No.
Chris, you're on here. You didn't even say anything.
Yes.
Didn't you say, oh, hi?
Hello.
Yeah,
hey, who's getting fired?
I'll send you the email.
I'll
put my computer on. Tomorrow. By tomorrow. Okay, bye. Sorry.
The woman is fine out there, you guys.
Thank flipping goodness.
Where did you hear this?
I just heard it.
I think it's been on the message boards, too.
I
don't believe anything that's on
the
there.
The road to nowhere, but... You know, some things have come are true from those boards, but
I
haven't been going on the boards lately because I just haven't had time. So
I don't believe anything I hear or read anymore because I read a couple weeks that Christina was supposed to be pregnant. I read a couple weeks that Olivia was supposed to be pregnant, and neither of those happened. And now, like, people keep bringing them up now, and I'm like, so what's going to happen?
I think Olivia might get knocked up by John.
That's what I think so too.
It may not have happened yet, but I bet you it will.
Yeah,
they're going at it. They went at it yesterday.
Jeez, they're going like rabbits.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope so. Well, I also heard that she kisses Sunny. That's what someone said on Twitter. So who knows?
Well, I would not be that surprised by that. But, you know, if this is true about Fonz, and I really think it is, I am so happy. You know, it's about time.
Okay, I'm going to go hang up right now and go to the bathroom, and I'll call when I get out of class.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so, I heard about that, and I was very happy and surprised, but happy about it.
So what's the reason that she's getting fired for?
Wait. Who do you think we are talking about?
You said Sam, right?
No. Really, I didn't say Sam. I said Fonz.
Yep, you said Fonz, but I said I was hoping it was Sam.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said it was Sam.
Take his top girl with him.
You know, well, rumors also that no one wants to work with who on set anymore.
I heard that Jason and Sam are not going to last. They're just going to end up as friends.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry. I am just so dang happy about that because you know what? We have suffered for like the last 9 months. That's why. Bridget, how long have you been watching General Hospital?
Oh, I've been watching since I was a little.
Okay, good.
So I've seen it.
Because I have a question that is really confusing me. And okay, you know the Rebels. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Leslie and Rick. Leslie and Rick were married, right?
Yeah.
They were, okay. And Leslie and Zeth, are they related, like brother and sister? Because I'm always getting confused with Lil's mom is a rubber too. Am I wrong? Okay. Because I was just wondering, because of the fact that Elizabeth is a rubber, but she's not related to Lil.
I think they're like cousins-in-law or something like that.
Okay.
I don't. They're not blood related.
Okay,
no.
Well, the reason why I was asking was I always thought that would be really, really weird if, Lucky and Liz were cousins.
Well, yeah.
I just thought that would be really weird because remember on, and did you watch Days of Our Life or no?
Yes.
Okay, remember on Days of Our Life when Zahn Black turned into a Brady, everyone was freaking out because Zahn and Bill could be cousins, but they were not cousins because of Victor.
Yes.
So is this? So have you been happy with any storyline lately, or have you just been ticked off? I mean, well, I know one storyline you and I are happy about is Adam.
Oh. There's no storyline on GH as long as it's scratching it. But really, none of the ABC storylines are that really good.
Well,
I know
yeah.
that. I know that JR found a donor. Chad found the donor for JR.
Who was
today.
It?
I don't know. He just said told Adam today that they found it. He found her, and it's a match.
It's some long-lost son of Adam's from some affair he had.
Yep.
Like
so,
always.
So there'll be
that's
a probably
nothing new.
Person coming in for that. But ABC is just, until they get him married, get things changed, I just have no interest. I'll watch it on YouTube and catch up, but I S through everything. It's just,
I don't like this. Emma on All My Children.
Who? Who don't you like?
Oh, the new Emma.
Emma. I missed
the
other one already.
I'm not really liking the new delay either.
Okay,
I like him. He's cute. I think he looks a lot like Jacob Young.
Yeah, he does. But I don't know. I just maybe if they put him on more. But
yeah, he seems a little slow. Like he doesn't want to say anything.
I know. And then One Life to Live. Snoop Dogg was on today. It was good.
That was funny.
I love that part with him
you
and
know,
Bo and Nora.
Yeah, you know it's so funny. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect, but I like calling him Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah. But that was a good show.
I liked what he said about Blair and how hot she was.
I know. He's telling Bo all this stuff, and Bo's like, how do you know all this stuff about us?
Yeah. I was like, did Mitch give you, like, an update? Because Mitch knows everything about the whole town.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I read about Snoop is he's a big, big fan of all ABC soaps. But One Life to Live is his favorite.
Yes, because
yeah.
he's been on more times on that show than anything. He loves Bo Buchanan's character. He always talks about Bo Buchanan's character. And
oh, yeah.
He loves that show.
I'm already...
What?
I was going to say, I'm already over the Jessica being 17 again storyline. The minute that one hit, I was like, I'm bored.
Let's fix it already. My gosh.
Yeah, it's so retarded. I mean, so dumb.
You know, a couple days of it, but it's going to drag and drag and drag. And poor Brody is just going to get drug through the mud.
Yeah.
Because I like Brody. I think he's very good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I like me some Brody.
Yeah, and then I read that. Oh, go on.
No, what did you read, Heather?
Oh, I read that something's going to go on with Kelly and Todd, and I put on Twitter today, I was like, watch out, Taya, and I love Taya, but, like, I love Kelly now that I'm like, okay, Todd needs someone new, I mean, or someone else to fight over him, because it gets annoying just having Taya and Blair always, like, ripping into each other.
But Kelly and Todd haven't really interacted, correct? I mean, this Kelly was this Todd, right? Am I right about it? Anyone?
Huh?
I was asking if because Tommy, oh God, what's his name in real life? The Todd actor. Yeah, Trevor was in there when, had,
whatever.
Yeah, what?
You mean when Gina was there the last time?
Yeah, yes. Because that was 7 years ago, and I don't think Todd was there when that Kelly came in.
Yeah, I know, but I listened to an interview like thing that was online from when they moved like to their new studio with Gina, and I guess she likes working with Trevor, so I guess they must have some kind of good chemistry or something because she was talking about it. So I'm excited to see it. Plus, it gives Todd being on, and you know how much I love Trevor, so.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, I've heard the rumor about Walter Harris coming to as a return that will never happen. Yeah, they have some falling out, One Life to Live and Walter Harris.
He better never come back because, like, my friend, she keeps bringing it up all the time. Like, he's always like, on message boards, everybody. I was like, no, I will cry. I literally will give up One Life to Live forever. Everything to do with it. I will be sobbing without seeing Trevor on the screen.
Well, I mean, Brenda, what do you think?
Oh, I like him. I think he's the best Todd they've had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can do evil very good well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, was there this Walter and this one Trevor, or were there any other Todds?
I think it's only these two. I don't know, though, because when I started watching One Life to Live was Trevor's first day and Roger's last day, so I'm not actually sure.
You know what, they had to give him plastic surgery for the big part because Walter had this big scar on his face.
Yeah,
and
so if he comes back, I'll be like, oh, how do you have this scar again?
Yeah,
because he had plastic surgery.
And, like, I don't think that if Roger came back, it would be that good because I don't think him and Kristen Alderson would have the same chemistry that they did before because she's all grown up now. And she's like a different person and a different actress than when she was 6 years old or whatever.
And I just think, you know, One Life to Live is a good soap. My favorite storyline to date was when they had the tornado, or the hurricane, or the tornado. Well, I thought that was a very interesting conversation.
I don't remember that. When was that?
That was just 3 years ago, wasn't it, Bridget?
Oh, in Landview? Oh, yeah, when the church came down and
yes.
they first found the baby.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good show. That one was.
Maybe that's when I gave up. Because for a while, I was bored with it, and I went and started watching Days of Our Lives. So maybe that's when I started watching that, because I don't remember that.
Because I think somebody was getting married or something to that effect.
Yeah, something was happening, yes.
And that's when Kelly was they found out Kelly was pregnant with,
Kevin's baby?
Not Kevin's, but his son's.
Oh, Zoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not Zoe. What was his
Duke.
Name? Duke, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and that's when the hurricane, or the tornado came, and they...
I love that storyline.
See, okay, I'm confused about this whole, like, baby thing and Kelly, because the last thing I remember that happened with Kelly was the whole baby switch storyline that involved all my children. So I'm, like, so confused to, like, how she has a child and all this stuff.
I think she got pregnant.
After she ended up not having her baby because, like, I thought that she got pregnant and she couldn't have a baby, so that's why her brother Paul stole Babe's and then passed Bianca's off as Babe's child, and then something happened where they found out the truth, and then she gave Babe back her child, and then she got pregnant. Like, that's why it confuses me.
Oh, Bridget, do you remember?
Oh, when Bianca and Babe had their babies together, and then
yeah.
they got switched to birth.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I know.
That's been a long time ago.
I know. I mean, I remember watching it, but it's been so long.
Yeah, but that's the last Kelly thing that I remember that happened. So I'm like, how does all of a sudden she has a baby? Like, I'm so confused.
Oh, okay. Kelly had an affair with Kevin's son, Duke.
On One Life to Live.
Yeah.
I'm asking her if that's before the baby switch story.
Okay, well, that
before
the baby, I think, that's how she got him pregnant.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know she got pregnant from it, but I just don't know when. Like, I don't remember her. Because I thought, like, after the baby thing happened, she left town with Kevin or something. Like, I don't remember.
I always thought, and maybe you guys have your own opinion, I thought that baby switch storyline was the most confused storyline ever. I mean, am I wrong? Brenda, were you confused watching it?
Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. The way they did it, it was kind of different.
I wasn't confused when it was, like, on the All My Children part because I've watched that my whole life. But when it transferred over to One Life to Live, it's, like, it was different because the writers at All My Children and the writers at One Life to Live are different. So it's, it's like what you see on All My Children is kind of different than what you see on, like, One Life to Live with it.
Yeah.
They weren't in sync with each other.
No, they won't.
No.
But I think it was kind of funny that, like, the guy who stole her or stole the baby for Kelly was her actual real-life brother, which made it seem, like, so real.
Okay. Have any of you been watching Days of Our Life lately?
Oh, I can't wait till Rafe nails DJ.
Okay. I am so ticked off because how can he sit there and just let Sammy go through this?
Because he's an evil bastard.
Thank you.
He's like his daddy. Even though he tried to fight it, he's still like his daddy.
He's 20 times worse than Sammy. I don't know, but... I get mad because that was, like, a good, you know, I mean, this is a good but bad storyline because thinking your baby is dead and it's not, and putting Sammy, you know, all over this and, you know, who relates it with Rafe is paying for it. And I really hate EJ. I want EJ to get, like, in a basement never to seen.
Yeah. Well, he's planning on taking Sydney, Johnny, and himself out of the country.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he had what's her name, get him passports.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so he's going to take he's going to take both of them with him.
And, the only ones he will have left is Will and, Allie. Lucas is, little girl with me. You know, they said Lucas is leaving. Did he leave without that much fanfare, or is he not gone yet?
He was there for Melanie's wedding.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that was just the only scene he's in or what. I didn't get to watch today's yet, so I'm not sure. I know Carly told Melanie that she's her mother.
And your aunt. And you know what? I mean, I don't know if this came out yet, but God, Daniel's the father.
I know.
You were right. I think you said that on one show. I mean.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, okay. Is Daniel related to the Kyriakis, or is he just like a good friend Vic didn't know years back because Carly knows them? So I'm like, how does Carly know him from years back when she's been gone and Victor also knows him? Like,
yeah, he's a family friend. I guess
okay.
Victor helped him through, I don't know, I think they've been very close. Victor was his family's closest friend, and he helped him out.
Okay.
Like that.
And did you guys hear that Stu Damon is coming on dates playing Governor Ford? Or like a Zuz fold into the Nicole trial to get Nicole out of jail.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm not a Nicole fan. I've never cared for Nicole.
You know, I have a love and hate relationship with her. I know. I mean, you know, I mean, I do feel sorry when she went through that miscarriage, but you know what? She should have been honest.
Sammy.
The other day I was sitting on my bed and I'm like, oh my God, EJ's mother is Susan. I totally forgot that. But then I'm wondering, what happened to her? Did she die? Oh, did Stefano have her killed? Or what?
I think they were so upset about it in the beginning, but I can't remember.
Hey, Cyber, you on the air too? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, this is Talia. Hey!
Hi.
I'm so glad you called in. I'm like, well, is she all worried about you? I'm like,
I had a lot of stuff to do so before I called the show, so I was just like, nah. Yeah, I was going to call in, I promise you, so I was like, yeah.
We are talking about Days of a Life, but you will not feel lost. Do you watch Days, or you don't watch Days, or do you? Because
I do, but I haven't been updated. I haven't been, like, tuned in or like that. I haven't, yeah.
Okay, so you don't care about what we are talking about is how easy can this sit there and lie to Sammy. And he's been doing that a month. And got a question for everyone. Is Anna going to go to jail too for kidnapping?
I don't know, but I think Anna's going to tattle on him.
Well, she really needs to because,
I think the guilt's starting to get to her, and I think she'll end up telling Rafe. Because she about told Rafe when he questioned her this last week. I think she was just about to tell him when he got pulled away. When they supposedly found Sydney's clothes in the harbor.
Oh,
I think that's when she was going to tell him then.
Oh, really? Okay, because...
Yeah, just by the way she was acting, I think she was wanting to tell him what was really going on.
Well, I agree with you because I just think Layla is so good, but I just kind of want the story to come to a head. You know what I mean? So, you know, Sydney has been, you know, gone or whatever since September October, it seems.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, see, Rafe's checking out rental properties, so I bet you he stumbles upon them before they leave.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I think he's going to find out where they're at.
And how are you guys feeling about the Carly character on Days of a Life? Because you know what? In my opinion, I don't like her because I feel like she came in, tried to break up Boa Hope. And you know what? This is a story we've always saw with Bo, Billy, and Hope. And why do we have to see with Carly?
I agree.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Okay, you both of you have Have you guys been loving YNR? Because I want Adam to get in trouble, so it's killing me.
Did who watch today's episode?
I didn't get to watch it yet.
Me
I didn't even watch it.
I was here in another half an hour, and I'm going to turn it on and watch it while I'm talking to you guys and find
okay,
out.
Okay, good, because I forgot to, because I fell asleep, and I forgot to, I didn't wake up until like 7, so I missed it, and I was mad, so.
But I think Friday's when they bust him, or that's what I'm thinking, is they find something out on him.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, I heard about that.
But see, Sharon's already getting doubts because he was trying to get him to leave town.
Yeah.
And she's been replaying their when they first started getting to know each other and stuff. So I think she's starting to have doubts too.
Yeah, they said that would happen.
You know why I think it's really weird and, you know, not crappy but weird that no one has figured this out by now. And okay, is anything happening with the Patty, Emily and Zach thing? Does Zach know yet? Oh, what is he?
No. He has no clue. But see, she kind of threw him for a loop in at their honeymoon. She told him
yep.
to go fight for a company, and Emily never told him that. Emily told him to she didn't like that about him. She tried to turn the cheek. Well, now Patty told him to fight, and she'd help him fight. Well, that's the first red flag. I think she's gonna bust herself.
I think they're going to end up, sorry.
But I hope Emily wakes up before then and tells them that that's not, she's not Patty.
I just think it's sad that I just think it's really sad that all of us, you know what's going on, but, you know, it's like, I just hope it doesn't take, like, 5 or 6 years for everyone to figure this one out, because, you know, the Patty and the Emily storyline is a good storyline, but I just want to see what Zach does. Will he go all out for revenge, or will he be totally calm with Patty? That's what I want to know.
I think it's going to be Emily the one to go out for revenge.
Yeah.
Because she put that girl up in a coma or whatever she is. She hurt her. She's going to...
Patty took her face. I mean, just right there would send me over the edge. I'd be going after her in a heartbeat if somebody took my face.
It's weird that, you know... Patty took her face and all that, and in my opinion, that's like the sickest thing anyone could do. And, you know, I mean, way back when Patty, you know, who's summer by doing the whole allergic to strawberry, though. I don't remember what summer was allergic to. But this is who feels for jumping Zach Bones. That one night, I just thought, wait a moment. This woman is crazy. This woman is psycho. You might as well have Patty go on General Hospital and be psycho with Elena.
Yeah. Yeah, she gave Phyllis's daughter a peanut butter cookie because she was allergic to peanut butter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just
that's
think...
That's because she was mad at Jack. That was stupid.
Yeah.
Well, but remember, people, we are not playing with someone that has a full deck of cards, obviously, because obviously, if we will, see, we're not be like this. You know what I mean? If she was normal, but she's not normal, And that's why we all in a place. And okay, so we know the trend, male trends.
Daisy. Yep.
Daisy. But I want to know who. I mean, I'm dying to figure out who her mother is, because it's driving me crazy. The only thing I can think about is Kimberly Brown's character, who was played by Cela. But Cela died, so, okay, is there anyone from Lauren's closet that we haven't examined? Because I'm just very curious.
Yeah, I don't know, but I hope they kind of do it soon, because they've been dragging this on too.
Why and all is usually the soaps that doesn't, drag on storylines for, you know, years and years and years. And, I never thought I would be a Bold and Beautiful watcher, but lately I've been watching it and it's been good. And I just want to know if Stephanie would be found out now, but who knows? Does any of you watch B&B?
I don't, because it's on when I'm working. So.
Oh.
I just don't. I'd never really gotten into it anyway.
Okay, and what about you, Talia?
About Weiner?
No, have you ever gotten into B&B?
Oh, no, but I saw commercials and stuff of it, but yeah, I never really got it.
Well, you know, the problem I have with YNL, and maybe you guys will agree with me, but don't agree with me. When it's finally the 25-minute mark, it finally gets really, really good, and they end it and they go off the
day. I know. I hate that when they start that, and that's like that happens in a lot of them like that. But like Ryan, they do that too. Like when it gets to like when it's like close to the end, start getting to the good part, and then you have to either wait till Monday because it either happens on Friday or like because that's when the promo starts coming into the show. And I'm looking like, oh my gosh, couldn't y'all just have it like happen and I have to wait a whole 2 days just to see it? I'm like,
yeah.
I just feel mad.
Yeah. You know why? I used to hate the weekend because the soaps, you know, are not on, whatever. And I used to hate that because it's like, okay, two more days. And then you want it to be Monday, but then you don't really want it to be Monday, but you kind of do. And I feel so sorry for all the Midwest people because they are going to lose power, probably, and everything. And they are going to lose power and miss a couple of days of their soaps. And I honestly feel sorry for Midwesterners this year that has been doing the snow for so long. I mean, it must be very hard. Because, I mean, I guess the one on Twitter today was saying they were breaking into the TV for snow covered every 10 minutes. Now, how annoying do you think that is, you guys?
Annoying.
I couldn't handle my TV 5 seconds without 2 days.
Oh, no.
You know what? I mean, I know this sounds, Cyber is watching YNR now. Jeez. Did you guys get the link up in the album, you guys?
Yeah.
The link. Okay.
Yeah, I got 15 more minutes and it'll be on mine anyway, so.
And then you can do the play-by-play.
Yes.
Well, Carly, about that, what is the, I remember I asked you last time, but I think I forgot. What is the chat room called that you guys are in?
Daytime After Dark. Yeah. I sent you a link to your Twitter account.
It didn't go through for me. It didn't go through. I don't see, I never saw it.
Okay, because I did it today, too. And
I can actually get on the computer right now, so.
Hey, Brenda, did you get it? Did you get my
little? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, I know you have it on reminder, but, you know, like it's been so busy for everyone, and oh my God, Cyber is making me laugh. She's watching it right now on the computer. That is funny. Do you think they are going to be able to save as the return, or does everyone think as the return is gone and no one can save them?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, okay, you know how the as the return is, you know, leaving. Do you think someone's going to save them at the last moment, or do you think it's going to be, like, really, really canceled like Guiding Light was?
Oh, I don't know,
because
I don't even watch As the World Turns Around either.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough market if the way the economy is. I don't think they would, if it's not doing good on daytime, what other channel can they get on?
Yeah,
I mean,
and yeah,
that people will actually watch.
You know what I thought was stupid? I feel like they really canceled Guiding Light. You know, I feel like they canceled Guiding Light to bring on Let's Make a Deal. That's how I feel. I feel like, you know, the moment Guiding Light was done, they got a game show on like they wanted. So, what was I? So, is anyone happy with their soaps? I mean, I know a lot of people are pissed off with General Hospital. I'm calling that my psycho soap right now. But we only seen 2 minutes and 36 seconds of Sam.
Oh, and that was enough. Her wrinkly forehead, every time she would look up at Johnny, it's like, oh my gosh. She can't keep her hand still for 5 seconds, let alone, I mean, she just drives me nuts.
Yeah, man, do you guys think what did you guys think of the opening?
About who?
The opening on Zeno Hospital.
I'm not impressed.
Okay, good.
They could have done a whole lot better and a whole lot different. It's the same thing, just different background.
Oh, the opening?
And adding the character's name with their real name. I mean, it's not really that original.
No, because B&B does that.
Okay. So, I mean, for the money they probably spent on it, it was a waste of money.
Yeah, I kind of was. It would have been better if they didn't put the people that was next to each other by each other. I think the order was the only stupid part about it. The order was stupid. Like, the order the people were in were, like, not great.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Cyber Ghost. I think it's the pet parade in the Peking order. I wasn't impressed that they said their names. Yeah, I agree, but you know what? It didn't make sense to me, and this is just me, that they would have Michael and Christina with Alexis.
I know.
Same links to Nathan. Yeah, I was not impressed. And, you know, they said, oh, this opening is going to be better than ever. And I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, the only one that hasn't really ever had never done a really good opening for years, but it's a classic in Days of Our Life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, they have their names sometimes. Is Elizabeth was lucky? Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna have to think.
No.
Oh, have you guys heard about how they said Lucky is going to be the baby's father?
And then they're going to switch the, Helena's going to switch it to make it look like it's Nick's?
I heard they actually said somebody's going to switch it and make it to be Lucky's and it's supposed to be Nick's. I don't know. I think it's kind of stupid. They're going to make a big mess out of everything again.
Yeah, and you know what? They have them divide into who they will be in Fawn's preferred pairing. Well, you know what? Sam is not going to last a whole long, a lot longer, you guys.
I don't think they will either.
No, I mean, because I feel like this, seeing them for two minutes and 47 seconds is a reminder of something that they've done in the past two couples. 2 minutes and 47 seconds and 2 months down the road, or a month, and you guys are broken up. That's what's happening with them. And so I think that when they are over, a lot of people are going to be happier because, you know, in my opinion, number one, she's not beautiful. Number two, she's like a wall hanging, like a
wallpaper.
Yes.
Yep. She's just wallpaper.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she's just wallpaper. She has no story.
She doesn't.
There.
And today, I saw a little bit of Jenna Hoffman. I saw her face, and it's even worse. So, her, she has bags under her eyes, and she looks old. Super old. I know even old, just like old.
Wait, you guys remember seeing my age? Okay. She's 33. She's my age. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. But you guys, Rebecca's 32, but
whoa.
Rebecca doesn't look like So my belief is laying out in the California sun all the time is not very good for you. Sun damage. And that's probably what she does.
Well, she smokes and drinks so bad, too. That doesn't help her either. I mean, that's not good for your body either.
No, oh, no.
When you're out partying all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I tried smoking once when I was really young, and I coughed. I must have done it wrong or whatever. But I coughed so hard I couldn't breathe, and it was the last time I ever did that thing. I don't get why people do that, but it's just like when she's around, you know, the ratings from from when Jason and Liz were on was pretty good. And you know what? It's to give them motivation. Look, we have a good pairing with this. Why are we messing it up? Just because we are jackasses, we are going to mess it up? Okay. So I know the Olympics is on and stuff, but have you been watching any primetime shows? Has anything like in the primetime world has been good? Have like you guys have been watching?
I've been watching Lost, and I'm just as lost as I was last year.
Okay, you know what? You and I, my sister was saying that she called me yesterday. She goes, okay, Daytime After Dark, give me everything about Lost because I'm lost.
Oh, it is. It's so confusing because they keep going back and forth from present to where they are now. And it's just confusing. And they said next week it's supposed to come clear. I don't know about that, but it's good. But I just can't understand what they're doing.
Oh, well, yeah, Terry told me that the other day, too. She goes, I do not, like it. I guess Shayna Davis won for speed skating. He's from Cyber's hometown. He won the gold.
Awesome.
But, you know, I don't really like how they are doing the Olympics, if anyone's been watching. They go from one sport to one sport. It seems like they don't leave it on very long. Oh, Brandy in the room says, when does Zach have a son on Lost?
I know.
What the heck
is that? He never once. I mean, that was the first I ever saw of it.
Oh, we have a call. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah. It's Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. Hey, Carly, how's it going? I know you missed me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. I kind of miss you as much as Sunny likes to kill people every day, okay?
All right, so what are we on? What topic are we on?
We were talking about Lost.
Oh, yeah, that show.
Get away, you guys. He's going to, okay.
So
yeah,
what is
we
going
are
on that show, by the way?
Well, I don't watch that show, but I hear people are lost because of Lost. That's all I put.
They've been tricking everyone for the past 5 seasons into thinking that show is still good. That's my personal opinion. I believe the first season was excellent, very fresh, with a very thin layer of sci-fi. But now I think the show has been completely overrun with science fiction, time travel, and all that stuff. And I caught the show recently last week, and maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but they usually have, like, flashbacks or flash-forwards. I mean, what are they doing now, these alternate reality type things? I mean, what is that that I'm seeing in the show now?
Bridget, you can take this one. You really can take this one.
Well, I'm lost, but
right. They're
doing present with where they're at on the island now.
Right.
And I don't know. It confuses me even worse. It's like,
like the scenes in the airport and all that stuff.
And they're on the plane heading home, and it's like,
right. Okay. Yeah, I think it's like what they're doing. They're showing the lives of each person if the plane didn't go down. But see, even if you're doing that, like I was a hardcore Lost fan when season one aired, because after season one it just turned to crap. But I mean, now it just doesn't make sense. There's so many inconsistencies, and you know, people are jumping up and down still saying that this show is good. And I'm like, I guess people have just forgotten, you know, some of the major details of season one. I mean, there's just so many inconsistencies. To me, it's just sloppy. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Carly, I mean, what's up? Anything new with you? It's been so long since we talked.
A nice break. I mean, no, I'm just addicted to American Idol now, so that's...
So am I, too.
Oh, okay.
Is there any new talent on there? Anyone we should look out for?
Well, you know what? It's really just starting, and I was watching to make fun of people. I know, okay? I would just...
Me too, I like making fun of the people. It's so funny.
Yes, and, I know, I mean, I like a couple of, like, the girl singers from last night. Tonight, the guy singers with... I haven't watched because I'm on here, obviously. But, I like it, but, I mean, this is my first season really watching it. I watched it when Carrie Underwood was on, but not like every week. I watched it when Dogtree was on, too. But I guess I'm kind of wanting to see the Simon and Evan fight. It reminds me of you and me, Zay. It totally reminds me of me and you, Zay. So, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much the reason anyone watches this show anymore, right? Because, I mean, it's like... They crown these winners every year, but then you barely see these guys. I mean, the only person you really see is Kelly Clarkson, and you know, I'm going to be honest, she has a lot of talent. I mean, I like her.
Yeah, but we also see Carrie Underwood, too.
Yeah, I love her.
But how many winners though has there been in American Idol? It's been like 7, 6, right?
It's been a lot.
Wait. Okay, I thought we were on season 9 or 10. So, but not everyone had done a good as some people on that. I mean, even if some people came in first place, some of the first place people haven't done well. But
it's
some,
season 9.
Okay, season 9. So, yeah, eight past winners. And, you know, I'm watching it just to see what will happen because I just want to see the end fighting with Paula, I mean, Evan and Simon this year. And I don't know why I want to see it, but it's like a train. This is how I think of it. It's like, you know when a train's going to hit people. You know where to look out for. But you're still going to watch it anyway.
Yeah. They aren't like, I mean, like, because I watched last season, and like, I like the last season so far, even though they're just, like, getting into it better than this season so far, because they don't got a lot of good, talented people, but... And some of the people that they picked for the wrong reason. Like, one dude that auditioned, he did the splits, so they let him in, and he didn't barely even sing. And I was looking like, okay, I thought this was American Idol, not American Splits, so.
What else are you guys watching, just out of curiosity?
Well, I mean, I haven't caught up on Brothers and Sisters, but I watched that, but I'm not caught up on it. I mean, I'm going to be caught up before I die, so yeah. But I do like that, so.
What do you guys think of the current season of 24?
Jay, remember what happened the last time we got in this discussion?
I know. That's what I just thought of.
But we never finished that conversation. I think I got cut off. I mean, it won't take long.
I think 24 is good, even when you think it sucks.
Okay. You know what I'm hearing now? I heard the latest rumor through the rumor mill that they're looking to replace Jack Bauer.
What?
And one of the front runners for his replacement is the woman who plays Renee Walker. Now... even as a rumor, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's actually insulting to all 24 fans, even if that's a rumor. And in my personal opinion, I think that this whole, and this isn't an attack on women at all because I love women, but it's like this whole women can do what men can do, I think it's getting out of hand. I think it really is. Because you look at Renee Walker, right? She is the most friendly-faced woman I have ever seen on this earth. How is she going to replace Jack Bauer? I'm just asking you guys, how is that going to happen?
Talia? Bridget, you want to take this?
No, I think last time I would want to...
I'm from Wyoming. I hang with the boys all the time on our ranch, and I can do pretty much anything.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. But see, and then I saw did you guys see the trailer for that movie, The Losers? Did you see that trailer?
No.
I mean, we have Zoe Saldana, right? That actress, okay? Beating up guys who are like 3-4 times her size, and then I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this trailer. I'm like, what is this supposed to mean? And you know who I blame for this, guys? Buffy. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She killed this whole thing. She did it.
Okay.
Don't get me started on that True Blood show, okay? It's just, they need to stop. But yeah.
So you're blaming Buffy on 24?
I'm blaming Buffy for this whole women can do what men can do things, that the physicality of it. That's
you know how sexist almost
No. That's not about. It's not about being sexist. It's just reality. That's what it is.
Well,
I mean, take a look at Zoe Saldana. I mean, she's thin. She's like a twig. She can't beat up Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I mean, come on, let's get real.
Anyone else want to take that?
Avatar's made too much money, guys. Too much. $2 billion. It's ridiculous.
Between Titanic and Avatar, he should be set for life.
$2 billion.
Well, after all, I mean, but he had to pay his ex-wife so much of the prenup.
Oh, yeah. He had to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. After Titanic, didn't he cheat on her and got lots of money from him?
have you guys seen The Hurt Locker?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have to see that.
Okay, you guys. They is recommending a movie, you guys. Call the press. Please be alerted.
Carly, what? You're the host. You have to be nice to me.
Okay. Well, you know what? I tried so hard, but you make it impossible.
How do I make it impossible?
You just do.
How? I speak nothing but the truth. People can't handle the truth.
No, okay. Oh, my God. Okay, if you didn't quote a few good men, yeah, really? No. You say things that you really, really should think before you say, in my opinion.
How?
How? Anyone else want to take this, please? Okay, fine. This you do. You. I mean, God, you come on here and totally depict like every soul that we might like and tell us why we sin,
guys,
and then
I'm
say
no.
And then say that women, you know, you blaming this on Buffy about the women movement. And
that's where it started. I'm just backing up my opinions. That's all I'm doing. I'm not even saying Buffy was a bad show.
Yeah, but knowing you, you probably are going to depict Buffy next. If you want to blame the movement, I'm surprised you're not blaming Jennifer Garner, that TV show, Alias.
Oh, no. We can spend an entire hour on that woman. Look, she's not even worth talking about. But, yeah, I get what you're saying, but no. I mean, it's nothing like that. I'm just speaking the truth, okay? Some guys can't handle it. You know, I get attacked on my YouTube page constantly. I get death threats. They just can't handle the truth. But, hey, I mean, that's why I'm here.
No, you're here to annoy the hell out of me.
That's why
you're here.
I want you to see the light. That's what I want.
Okay, I'm never going to see the light where you want
you're
me to see
the light.
I'm sorry.
You're going to see the light, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to convert you. I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to free you from the matrix.
Okay, well, why don't I free you of something else that I won't say what else? Okay, thanks, Brenda, for laughing. I kind of need someone on my side. One of you.
What do you mean? We're all on your side. What are you talking about? This is daytime at dark, okay? We're all on your side.
Uh-huh. So, Jay, no. Jay, you just have a way of saying things that really you just need to not to say.
What do you mean? Like, how am I saying them? That's offensive.
I think
cyber call in. Sorry, go on, carry on.
Oh my God, I mean, you listen to the shot and then you decide what the point in the freaking show that you're gonna call in, and then you call in. Oh my God. Okay, you guys, let's talk about some other so that Jay cannot pick us up on full.
Why would you do that?
Because changing the subject sometimes is a very good thing to do.
Why don't we pick a topic that we can all have a nice discussion?
Oh, well, we usually have nice discussions around here. It's just when someone calls them tick.
Who?
You.
Me.
Okay, so you guys, good. Talia, Bridget, think of something so you want to talk about, please. Okay.
I have one if no one has anything to say.
Oh, okay, fine.
Have you guys seen that show, what's it called, Men of a Certain Age? That's really good.
Nope. Have you guys?
I've saw a commercial, but I never watched it.
You should check it out.
I will do that.
I watched a little of The Forgotten. That's not bad of a show.
I've not heard of it. What's it about?
Christian Slater's in it. It's kind of like a crime type of show, but it's they solve unsolved mysteries. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, how they do it, it's not bad. It was on last night. Last night.
Okay.
But it's not a bad show.
Cool. There's not much to watch on TV.
There isn't. It's just
insulting. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Olympics, to be over, to be honest.
Me too.
Okay, good.
You're looking forward for it to be over, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm glad it only comes every 4 years. I mean, you know, it just seemed boring to me this year. I don't know what you guys think of that, but I do.
Well, what's going down on GH, guys? What's the big changes? What's
the okay, you know what? Okay,
Carly, I know you've got the inside scoop. What's going down?
Okay, Zay, whenever you and I talk about Zeno Hospital, it doesn't end good. Because Zeno Hospital, they are making slight improvements, and that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. I mean, none of us like the new opening of it, but...
Yeah, that opening is too in your face. Yuck, I saw that today for the first time. And I was like, yeah, what is that? That was crazy.
That is something they cut and pasted.
That looks like, yeah.
I mean, why I'm saying it, because it's just how they did the intro. They could have done it so many must go so many different ways, and they really fucked it up.
Try and air your views without the swearing, please. But yeah, I get what you're saying. That's cool. Yeah, it's just too in your face for me. It's too. Even like, you remember the opening, like, when it was like, I think it was the red screen in the background, and they just showed everyone's faces, you know, like every, like, 0.3 seconds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the music, you know, it was like, I mean, it's like cool, it's like kind of laid back type, chilled, you know, not so much in your face, whereas like, I mean, come on, we all know who Sonny is, why do you have this name? You know, it's like, I don't know, it's just, nah.
Or the show has been on for years, and like...
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's
and the
no
angles, music, they you know. Have some of those guys on, it's like, didn't you get them on their good side?
Yeah.
I mean, the way they got them angled, they don't look good.
And I think it all goes back to holding the audience's hand through everything, you know what I mean? Like with certain themes and all that, and it's like, we're not stupid, you know? Let us figure out, you know, don't have things spoon-fed to us.
Exactly.
You know? It's just, I don't know. And in my opinion... can I just say one thing about the show, like what I think needs to happen? I mean, if you don't want to, I won't, I promise.
Why not?
Okay, I believe that to save this show, 80% of the actors on that show have to go. Everyone, like, if I, okay, if Carly, just bear with me, okay? If Jay was in charge, if he was in that hot seat, okay, you guys had ejected, what's that guy's name? What's homeboy's name?
Who in the hell are you talking about?
Homeboy that runs the show now. What's his name?
Oh, isn't it, he's talking about the person who writes the show, I think.
You mean Bob Gusa?
Robert Gusa, yes.
The guy that's in charge of it. What,
oh, Franz?
I can, yeah.
Okay, you guys had ejected him, okay? And then Carly and, you guys have elected me to take control of this show, okay? So I'm sitting in that hot seat now, okay? I believe that everyone under the age of 30 on that show would be under serious review.
Okay, this is why I don't want you to speak.
Well, you said what?
Because everyone, no, Jay, that is so unfair. You don't know.
No, wait. Okay, can I just say one thing? Carly, listen, if you want this show, okay, look, and everyone else that's listening, if you want this show to get better, okay, you're going to have to start making some hard decisions. I mean, can we agree on that?
Okay, yeah, the hard decision number one is getting Kelly Monica the fuck out of there. That's a very hard decision. No. No.
Wait. So you're saying that all the problems of this show stem from Sam and the writing?
Oh, well, no, okay, yeah. Probably because
of... Agreed. If I was sitting in that hot seat, Carly, for you, I would get rid of her first, okay? That's my present to you. But...
Yeah, but...
It's not... Go ahead.
No, I mean, no, because I'm sorry. You know, no, there's no way in hell anyone's going to get rid of my Brad food. I'm sorry.
No. That's the thing. I wasn't even going to say that. Let me say something about
him. He's under 30, though, Jay.
No.
He's under 30.
No. Okay, that's fine. But look, you guys know who I'm talking about, okay? But look, I've seen what that guy can do given crap material. So
oh, you're talking about JJ.
What?
Is that who you're talking about, Jonathan Jackson?
No.
Would you get rid of him?
Would I? No. See, that's the thing. It would depend. See, it's not like a simple thing of who. It's like if the storyline that I make up for a certain character, right, if this guy can't pull, or this guy or gal can't pull it off believably, then I'm sorry, but they've got to go. Okay? That's just the way it is.
Some idiot would never let you insult them because, number one, you're a guy, and number two, guys really should not be writing for soaps.
Well,
you know, I'm sorry. No, they should not because they don't know anything about romance, love, whatever, okay? All they know is to blow things up, and yes, I love them up, but that's all they know, so... Yeah, I would not want another guy to come in and screw up more so than they are always screwing up.
Come, Carly, you don't have faith in me, really?
No, to be honest,
how?
I don't have faith in you because you know what? You would take down every one of those characters that I actually...
What if I brought you on as my vice president? We could do well.
Then I will find a way to sabotage you and get you out and get me president. So, I will be really worthless and skinny about it, but I won't kill. Because right now, guys should not be in that directing cell, producing cell. Damn, thank you, Jesus. Hello? Hey, you.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Was that thank you, Jesus? What was that for?
Listen.
Hello, and you go, thank you, Jesus, and then I'm like, hello. What the heck? What's going on? I'm sorry, what are you even talking about? What's going on?
Her and Jay.
Hey, Jay's on the line, too.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay. Well, I'll let you go talk.
No. No.
While I'm driving, I'm going to go to a drive-thru and get something, and while I'm talking on the phone.
Okay, fine.
What is happening? What conversation are you having about now? Is it about some show or?
Juno Hospital.
I don't know.
We're talking about who Carly's going to get rid of on G8. That's what we're talking about.
Who's going to get again? We're talking
about... Yes, again, Terry.
Getting rid of Maxie. That's what she said. She's getting rid of Maxie.
Wait. They?
For the good
of the show. Okay, I'm going to tell you this one more time, and hopefully you will not be a jackass, and you will actually listen.
No. We're having fun here, okay? We're not at work.
Let me understand this. You're asking her what character she'd want to get off GH?
I mean, really.
I would get rid of the Boobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that.
I agree with that, too. I'd
get rid of Luke.
Yeah.
Ethan's kind of growing on me.
But why are we getting rid of Luke?
He could get rid of Luke. Luke's starting to drive me nuts.
Okay.
I love Tracy.
Yeah, I like Tracy too.
They need to do more storylines with Quartermains, and I know that they're bringing Maya and her sister.
Question.
You know what I was thinking about? You know, I was talking to Carly about this the other day. Get Lucky out of Liz's life. Maybe put him with somebody new, like maybe that Maya person coming in. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they go with her or something, you know?
See, that's it's going to be a
what
triangle.
What about bringing, like, some of the old characters back, like Roy and, you know...
Well, I was thinking to bring back Jagger. Dagger.
Oh, yeah.
Kim,
yes.
Brenda.
Yeah.
Brenda.
Oh, my gosh. I'll never be back in that.
Felicia.
Felicia, yes.
Felicia and...
Oh, yeah, Felicia.
What?
The Scorpios.
Anna.
What happened to all of these guys, by the way?
They just kind of rode them out.
They
kind of
just, like, disappeared.
What about Faith Roscoe?
Maybe she has a
plan.
Can I?
Oh, my God, I would love it if Faith slapped Sam. That would be an awesome scene.
So, wait a minute. All of those guys that you guys have named, right? They were quality people that have added weight to the show, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, Dumbo Helen.
No, I mean, look, the guys that you just went through were replaced by what we have now. And this is acceptable?
I don't know if they were replaced by them.
No, they were not replaced.
I don't know. Does anybody agree with that they were replaced by them, or
maybe not directly, but I mean,
they were taken out. I don't know. Where Faith Roscoe? I guess maybe her storyline ended, and they didn't know what to do with her. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I mean, question for you. I mean, it's like, so you guys are you'd rather see like Lulu over like. Faith Roscoe and, like, Roy DeLuca and, Alcazar and all these guys.
You can take
like,
Lulu, too. Lulu's driving me nuts.
Lulu. Here's the thing. I wouldn't get rid of the characters themselves, but the actors that portray the characters. Like, Lulu's, like, let's be honest, she's pretty important, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mythos. Yeah. So, but that actress that plays her or that model, she's got to go.
So if she has to go, but she got an Emmy for her book.
What does
Mary
an Emmy mean? No, hold on.
Oh, my God.
We got to dissect this now. We've got to dissect. What does an Emmy mean?
Really? Oh, my God.
I mean, look, when you're talking about Emmys, okay, that president on 24, what's her name, that lady?
Oh, my God.
She won an Emmy for being a president on 24, for portraying the president of the United States on 24, right? So if she got an Emmy and the guy that played David Palmer in the first two seasons didn't get an Emmy. So what does an Emmy mean, really? What does it mean? I mean, let's...
You know, it's different for daytime and primetime, Zay.
No.
Category.
This is...
Yes!
No, don't know. Carly.
Yes.
I beg you. I beg you to see the light.
Well, it's
Emmys
not going to happen.
Don't mean anything anymore. The Oscars don't mean anything anymore. Zero. It's a promotional campaign. That is all it is. It's not about talent anymore.
It kind of, yeah, it's kind of that way. Because look at all the people that got bypassed that did excellent characters in other movies, and they weren't even mentioned. I mean,
exactly.
There is tons of movies that I've watched that they should have got been on there, and they were,
it was never even
crossed their minds. They only picked the popular people.
There are 10 Best Picture nominations this year. That is ridiculous.
Yes, that is.
10 for the Oscars, and they only had 5 last year,
exactly.
And they couldn't nominate Dark Knight. They couldn't nominate the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody see the movie The Reader?
The what?
The Reader. Did anybody see the movie The Reader? That was a good movie. I saw it last night on TV. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That was really good. I even cried at the end.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when people jump up and down and say, I've gotten Emmy this, Emmy that, it means nothing. Zero.
Okay, you know what? Maybe it means nothing to you.
No, it doesn't mean anything. I'm telling you, Carly, don't let these guys brainwash you.
No, you're trying to brainwash us.
It's like a popularity contest with them. Whoever is hot is on the list. Whoever's not is not.
Exactly.
And if you're not hot, you're not going to be on the list.
Seriously, you know what?
It's
you
like
know the
being
woman
picked
who put,
for kickball. If you don't get picked, you're a loser. You know.
You see, when we're talking about shows like 24 now, you know the actress who played Jack's wife on the first season who died? She came out with a statement and that 24 was going in a completely different direction this year, and they had a casting call for the show. And you know who they were casting for? Attractive people. That's what the tagline was for. This industry is a joke now. I mean, seriously, every actor and actress now, I mean, they're like models. And I'm like, these guys, and they all look the same. But then I want to ask you, back in the day when you saw films like Aliens or Predator or Terminator, were those actors aesthetically pleasing? I mean, let's get real. We're talking about Sigourney Weaver. Was she a model? Was she model-like? I mean, seriously, and it's like you have to be aesthetically pleasing to get into this industry now, and this is what I don't get. There are actors and actresses out there who have loads of talent. They can't even sniff a commercial.
Yep.
And these guys, I mean, they're not ugly, but it's like give them a shot. I mean, why is Megan Fox getting all the prime acting roles? And then you've got this person on the street here living hand to mouth who has 100 times more talent. And this industry is ridiculous. Like, I went to the movies the other day, and I saw that trailer, and my date was like, oh, Jessica Alba, she's a good actress. Now, I had to bite my tongue because, you know, I couldn't say anything because, you know, or your date's not going to end that well. But it's like, I mean, this girl's an MTV head. I mean, it's that mentality now. And it's not her fault because she was born just like me in this generation where my people don't even know what's good and what's bad anymore. So don't let these guys brainwash you. I mean, that's all
oh, my God. You know what? If you say that word one more time, I'm going to scream.
Okay. Don't let these guys or whatever. And don't. Okay, how about this? Don't let people tell you what's good and what isn't good. How about that, okay? When we're talking about things like, look, guys, okay, you guys are GH fans, right?
Yeah.
I'm a Batman fan. I was on, listen, in 1997 when Batman was at an all-time low, Batman.
Oh, Batman.
When Batman was at an all-time low in 97, okay, who was still on the Batman ship? I was. But I was depressed because things weren't going well. And there was only a handful of them, okay? It was at an all-time low, just like GH is now. Fast forward to 2008. Dark Knight's come out. It's a billion-dollar movie. You know, credibility has been restored to this franchise, okay? And now everybody's on the Batman ship. and everyone has been a Batman fan since they were like kids. And I'm sitting there, and I'm scratching my head and saying, wait a minute, where were all these guys?
Oh, wow, JJ, I'm going to have you put you on hold. I got another call.
Wait a minute.
Terry, are you still here?
Eating, so.
Okay. Hello, I'm 404. You on the air with us?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany, you called before.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have anything interesting to add to our discussion?
No, not really.
What?
Okay. So,
hello.
Yeah, we are all still here, Jay.
Okay.
Hey, Jay,
yeah.
Sounds like you're still on.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm just saying, you know, let's just be real, okay? Let's just be real. That's all I'm saying. I mean, don't be afraid to say something's bad. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Jay, we realize it's bad, but we don't need a complete reminder about how fucking bad it is. Okay,
no,
we don't need... No.
Well,
we do not need a reminder every time how bad our stuff is. We know how bad it is, but
well,
you don't have to sit there and...
No. I mean, obviously, you need some kind of reminder if you said someone won an Emmy, and that
oh
doesn't mean something. I mean,
that?
It doesn't. You said someone won an Emmy, like... You said what?
I must have missed a lot while I've been up school tonight.
No,
so.
You really have.
Yeah, really,
you have, and I will tell you about it tonight, believe me.
Okay. So, I take it, Jay, you don't like the character, you don't like the actress that's playing Lulu. You don't think she's a good actress, right?
No, he doesn't. He calls
that's
her a
right.
model.
No, I like
she
her.
Is a model.
Yeah, thank you.
I liked her ever since she became Lulu on
Guys,
the show.
Guys, look,
I,
look, I truly believe this is just me, like... Okay, can I let you guys in on a little...
Do you like the character that plays... you like the actress that plays Elizabeth on Sherlock?
You know, she's okay. She's okay.
Oh,
she's okay.
Okay. You know what? Okay. They?
Yeah.
Well, who do you like on the show, General Hospital? Is anybody that you... I know you're going to say Jonathan Jackson, but I mean...
So,
Carly, you know... But who do you think's really good on the show?
Who do I think's really good on the show?
Who do you like?
You're talking about liking acting wise, or you
just
know,
like
as far as...
acting wise? Yeah, like acting wise.
Okay.
I know you're gonna bring up like Maurice Menard and you know Tony Geary and you know the other ones with acting chops, you know.
Well, I don't like Luke's acting now at all. I don't.
You know?
No. I'm not saying he's incapable, but I just don't like the way, you know, he's doing it now. To me, it just seems like he's getting kind of lazy, and he's just doing whatever he wants to.
In my opinion, the whole show, the writing on this show is completely lazy. They forgot how to write for this show.
Yeah, but see, look, when the writing's bad, though, right, and then
yeah.
See what an actor can do, like the kind of material that they're given and what they can do, That gives you a gauge as to what that actor can do given proper material. See, there are very few actors. Listen, there are very few actors. These guys come along once a century where if you keep giving them material, they're going to keep shocking you, like Gary Oldman. But see, I can look at what Lulu does given crap and see.
Well,
when
she was pregnant and she went through abortion, I thought that was a really good storyline.
Yeah, me too.
She acted really well in that. In the court scene when she won the Emmy for.
Yep, but Terry, remember, according to the Emmy, doesn't really freak him out. So,
guys, I beg you. Now, what was good about that scene? I want you to explain it to me. Tell me what was good about that scene.
Oh, shit. I'm being put on the spot. Okay, I don't like being put on the spot. So, Carly, I think I'll let you handle that one.
Oh, okay. We are going to talk tonight about letting me handle things, okay? I thought because it was good, it was one of the, it was sad, it was moving,
well,
and
I
she played it really
fine.
Well. Yeah, it made me cry too. Yes.
Now, when we're, okay, now, this is what I'm saying, because it's like, do you guys know that actresses and actors like that are a dime a dozen? These guys are everywhere. And they just haven't been given enough. That's my issue. Just give it to the proper actor.
Well, in my opinion, I think if Julie Berman were to give a really juicy storyline,
yep.
She can act her butt off in that storyline.
Yes, yeah, I get that. Yes.
Based off
and
of that
yeah.
Writing, she's happy. And she could, if she was really given a storyline, she can knock the socks off out of it, in my opinion.
And that's based on that one scene that
oh
you...
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no, actually,
on
no.
Scene, not just based on that one scene. I mean, I'd love
guys,
to...
Guys, because,
to
I mean, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to understand, because what
it's
I've seen
it's not based
now
on that one scene.
It's shockingly bad. Go on, go on.
Okay, well, what's how that saying go? Disagree, or something like that? I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, look, the show to me is just in limbo where I don't see how you can just say it's just the writing. I mean, that's, I just don't see
well,
how
you can say that. You think it's, okay, well, so it's just coming down to the acting then. You don't think it's the writing at all.
I mean, I think it's the writing. Writing is a big portion, but I'm saying, though, even
yeah.
if, like, okay, what would you say the writing, at a scale out of 1 to 10, what would you say the writing is now?
A 1.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go with that. Now, I'm telling you, if the writing were to shoot up to like an 8 or a 9...
Well, maybe it's a 5. I'll take that back. Maybe a 5. Maybe that's too...
Well, see, this is what I'm saying, though. The writing can't get to the point where it's too good because I just truly believe that a lot of these guys can't handle that kind of writing. So if you want the show to get better, I mean, it only can go up about 2 or 3 points. I'm just asking if you guys just want the show to get better or you guys want it to get back to, like, the peak GH days. If you want it to get back to the peak.
Hey, everyone is still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to answer this question, I want General Hospital to get back to the way it used to be.
Well, yeah,
Everybody's
been silent.
Where's everybody? Is everybody there?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to listen to y'all because it's kind of funny to me. I like.
Well, Zane. Oh.
Okay.
He's back.
The thing is.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
Interesting.
But to answer your question, Jay, I think I want General Hospital to come back to the way it used to be.
To the peak writing days.
They just need to maybe bring back all the writers that used to write for the show.
Right.
I don't know how many writers are still there that was from the peak days. Get writers that can write like that. Like maybe bring writers from Guiding Light, because Guiding Light was... The writing in that show was really good before.
Yeah, it was.
Made
this
it really
is,
bad.
Right.
You know, well, but.
See, this is my belief, okay? It's like if you want the writing to get to that stage,
yes.
Whether or not you like it or not, some of these guys, they have to go. They have to. They have to go. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, they, seriously, you know, you come on here night after night. Going after the one
night
I really like
I
on the show. No.
Once in a while.
Okay, but when you come here, this is what you do. And if you were living right next door to me, I would probably punch the heck out of you because you are making me
Charlie,
run into some
or
something.
You can ask the soul. You can go to jail for that.
I know. Well, you know, why could this be tonight?
Oh, my God.
Listen, but yeah, I mean, just bring back some of the older guys. I mean, I'm tired of seeing these young actors. I mean, even back in the day, they had like one young couple or two young couples that they would focus on like once a week.
Well, you know, back in the old days, they wouldn't be putting Liz and Jason through this. Back in the old days,
no, they would not.
No, but see,
they
now,
would have written great stories for them.
Yes.
You know, and everything.
Right, right.
Yep.
Even in the days when they got together, there was good writing.
Yes.
For them.
But look,
yeah,
at the
it
couples
was.
Now. Look at the couples now. I mean, all of these guys, they look young. Even that woman, what's her name? That
Which one?
That cop's,
which one?
What's her name?
Olivia.
Olivia.
She even looks like she can play high school. It's like, I mean, it's like, guys, I mean, just get the older actors in there who can add some weight to the overall situation. Because okay? you've got the, I mean, seriously, the types of storylines that they wrote for couples back then, can you see the couples of today doing things like that? I mean, just be honest.
Well, I could see Jason and, well, they're not really technically a couple yet, but I could see them doing things.
Yeah,
like
me
that.
Too.
Yeah.
That's one
yes.
couple out of how many?
I
that's
could
on
see
that.
I could see, let's see, I'm trying to think who else is a couple. Robin and Patrick, I could see them.
Yep, I could see Robin
that.
And Patrick.
Wait, hold on. You can see Robin and Patrick doing what they did way back then. Now, remember
yes.
all the emotions
yes.
that fell back
yes.
then? You can
yep.
really
yep.
see them doing that.
I could see
okay.
yep.
Robin.
I could see them.
Especially
hey.
Robin. Were you watching it when Robin?
No, no, no.
Robin.
No, no, no. We said Robin and Patrick.
I could
Patrick.
See Patrick doing that.
Oh, my God. You know what?
I could definitely see. I
yeah.
see Patrick. There's a few scenes where between Robin and Patrick where it was really, really good and emotional. And like I'm saying, they're not writing for them. If they
yep.
were given a good story, Robin and Patrick can really do really good for in whatever storyline they were to give them.
Yep.
I've seen moments where Patrick's really, really good, but like, the writing is crappy right now.
Yeah.
I think they're running
there's
out of stuff
couple.
To talk to write about.
No,
yeah.
no, Talia, it's not that. It's like they don't want to push the friggin' envelope because they are friggin' scared.
Yeah, that's
true. I agree with that. I agree.
I agree with that, too.
I mean, what other couple that could do? I don't know. I'm trying to think of it right now. I can't think of all because I haven't really been watching it. Well, I have been, but it's been
well, I know.
Recording through most of it.
No, I mean, I, yes.
Like I said, they should probably bring back some couples. They had, like, Karen and Jagger. I liked them,
yep.
you know, and.
So if they could bring back one couple, what would you bring back
well,
then? When you bring that couple back, you've got
to
let one go, too. So who would you trade?
Oh, my God. no.
Well. Sam and Jason, but I mean, I wouldn't want to get Jason off the show because you want him with Liz, but I would totally
yeah.
get rid of the Sam and Jason couple. That,
oh, man.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's
no, 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 no.
Around,
and
I'm asking, who would you bring back in the day, and who would you get to replace them? Like, who would you let go to bring those guys back?
Well, it's not
them.
A couple. It's not a couple,
okay.
but my vote will be... If we had to, Zonnie and Olivia.
Okay, and you'd get rid of them.
Yep.
Okay.
What's funny about that? What is funny?
No. Actually, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just I don't see how those two got picked over some other two people that will remain nameless. But yeah.
Because you want to
know
why?
I think I know what Jay's thinking, Maxie and Spinelli.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and you know what? They can just go somewhere with that spot because no. Maxie and Spinelli, no.
I didn't say anything.
No, but you
I
were going say, to.
Yeah, you got, yeah, okay, so that's kind of a touchy thing. You just know when you get on the show, you don't talk about Maxine Spinelli. That's a touchy
listen,
touchy
exactly.
Terry,
it's Terry,
I've
yes.
learned
yes.
my lesson,
yes.
okay? I'm not
huh?
saying that ever
no,
again.
No, but that's what you were thinking. That's what you were thinking, Jay,
yeah,
and...
Hey, I'm allowed
and,
to...
No, well, if you can...
Is this a roast? What is this?
What?
You guys are funny.
Jay, how old
are
you? What, in your
20s
or what? How old are you?
Yeah.
You're not going to take me seriously if I tell you my age.
No, I just want to know because we are.
Yeah, we are kind of curious.
No, because I just wonder how long you've been watching it. Because you must have been watching General Hospital on YouTube or something from back in the day. I mean, you must have caught it on YouTube or certain style. If you're really young, I mean.
When I was really young when I first watched it, and that was when
okay. Well, how young were you when you first watched it? Were you forced to watch it? Huh?
Yes, I was. I was, and I didn't want to watch it at first.
So what storyline? What was it that was on when you watched it?
The whole. You said what? Say that again. You want to know what caught my interest?
What storyline was on when you first watched it?
What caught my interest was the whole Sonny and Sorrel thing, and that. FBI agent that was dirty and he got you know with Carly and Jason had left and all that stuff. That's when I was first watching
did you watch clips? Have you watched YouTube clips before all that, like maybe with the Robin and Stone thing, you know?
Jason Quartermain
and not Jason Morgan and
Truth.
You know, and what else was really good? When Maxie's cousin died and she got her heart, that was really good storyline there. That was really good when DJ got in a bus accident. I cried so much
in
that storyline. So if the storyline can make me cry, then it's really good in my opinion.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's like last night, that movie I was watching.
Yeah,
What movie?
The Reader. That movie, The Reader, with Kate Winslet. She won an Academy Award for that, which I thought was really, she deserved that after watching that movie last night. That was a really good movie. And I think it was nominated for a couple of other awards.
Yep, it was.
Okay.
I'm getting a laugh out of that because of the movie. Never mind.
Okay, well, we have 12 minutes remaining.
I had to watch that movie today. We had to finish watch the end of that Parasite movie today.
Oh, God.
Shit, it wasn't as bad as last week, so.
I got a movie for you guys. Black Dynamite. That movie was hilarious.
What movie?
Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite?
Yeah.
I never even heard of Black Dynamite.
Me either.
Michael Jai White. It is hilarious. funny.
Black Dynamite, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Carly, you're awesome.
What? Oh. Well, you know. Okay. You're not helping.
Carly is off the hook.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing for nothing now. Oh, my God.
So when can we get...
I've been stressed lately, so, you know, I have to get that laugh out.
Yeah, you do.
Carly, can we get Spinelli on the show, like, one day?
Okay, that's my new goal, okay?
She told me today that if she were to have Spinelli on the show, she'd probably get a loss for words.
Okay,
if you got Spinelli, on the phone, right, would you bring me in the discussion, like, be honest?
No! You're discussing my Spinelli. No, freaking Annie. He wouldn't even have a spot cost us.
Carly. I am the one that's looking out for you guys, okay? I'm trying to make sure.
She probably wanna have Spinelli for her, so she probably won't bring none of us on.
Listen.
Oh no, that's not true. I will bring Kalia, Bridget, and
Spinelli.
You really wouldn't bring me on? I would know exactly what to ask him.
If he came on the show, I'd only want him to speak Spinelli.
Say Say what?
That's the only way I would want him on is if he talked like Spinelli. That's
yeah,
the only
really.
Way you talk to him.
I know, I just want to hear him say that stuff like to us actually. That would be funny.
Yeah. So this is my new goal. I'm going to get Spinelli on as well. And Cherry, of course, will be my co-host that night. And yeah, Brisbane. Cherry will be here.
Why wouldn't you bring me in? Like, seriously.
Okay. I think everyone else is.
I will be on my best behavior, I promise.
Oh, my God. You cannot even be on your best behavior on a good night, Zay. So. So how are you going to know? Okay,
listen,
no guys. No. No guys are going to be able. Oh,
I'm
my God.
Out. I want to make sure you guys get the best GH show possible. Okay? Somebody needs to keep these guys in check, or they're just going to do whatever the heck they want to do.
But the thing is, you can't tell me that any of these actors are happy in the storylines they're in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they make it look like they're so happy and they're not.
That Steve is excited to be with Kelly and acting with her every day.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Or Elizabeth in her storyline of Post or whatever in Shady Brook. You can't tell me these actors are that happy with the storyline.
Exactly. No, they can't.
So who do we need to get on the show then?
Who do we need to what?
Who do we need to get on the show to fix this storyline?
To fix the story? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I know of this.
What?
Who do I need to chop into little pieces with my samurai sword?
Sorry.
Well, I can name one person, but...
Brian Franz. You need to put a gun to his head or something.
Yeah.
So, like, is this guy, like, completely untouchable? I mean, does he go to these events? Does he talk to fans or what?
I know.
I don't even think he does that.
If he gets there, everybody would just attack him, probably.
Oh, I think he's scared to be. He likes to flap his jaws in writing, but he's sure.
Yes.
I don't think he says anything to anybody. To their face.
He could call the liaison fans liaison terrorists.
Yes.
He quoted the liaison
fans
as being liaison terrorists. I think he's the one that's terrorizing the show. He's putting it on.
Yeah.
He's holding it on stage, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not just GH. He's ruining MC and One Life to Live too. I mean, all three of them are in the bottom barrel.
You know what, guys? It's like there's discontent across the board, and it's like we are no longer in control of our fanship at all.
No, Ed, not at all.
No,
we are not.
Well, yeah,
I mean, it's like.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And it's crazy because it's like we've grown up and we've supported these franchises from the get-go, right?
Yeah.
And it's like when we're talking about like comic books and stuff, like, look, I knew better than to take my comic book into the lunchroom in elementary school, okay? I knew better. If I wanted to make it home safely that day, I better not take a comic book in there, okay? But you fast forward 10 years later, and I'm going to these comic book events and all this stuff, and the same people, these pretty models who would have spat on me for reading comics back in the day, these guys have booths, they have mics, they're interviewing people, they've got backstage passes for free. And I'm sitting there, I'm scratching my head, and I say, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. And the guys who would have made fun of me are the first ones to capitalize on all this stuff. And the flip side is that fans let them do it. Honestly, I don't want to log you guys in with those other elitists or these other, you know, General Hospital fans, but guys, in general, GH fans, you guys let this happen. Just like when I say, listen, like that's why I prefaced it, okay? That's why I covered myself, but you guys, okay, look, when I say GH fans, you guys, now, of course, not you guys, but you guys are the GH fan base, but GH fan base in general, there are exceptions. You guys
but
let
how
it
did
happen.
We let it happen, though?
Why? Yeah,
how
in the fuck did this happen?
I'm telling you guys, if you, listen, they wouldn't have listen, when we're talking about characters of GH, okay, Whether or not you love Spinelli, Maxi, and Lulu, okay, I'm not attacking, like, Cardi, let me finish, okay? Whether or not you love these guys or not, you can think that they're the greatest actors and actresses ever. Back in the day, and you GH fans should agree with this, they wouldn't have dared put them in the storylines. True or false? They wouldn't have dared done it. They wouldn't have. Whether or not you like them is irrelevant. They wouldn't have dared because it was of a different standard back then.
Well, I guess you got a point there, I guess.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't have happened.
I had to think about that for a minute because, you know, I've been watching GH for a long time and there was no Spinelli or
see,
back
this is,
in the day.
I mean, it's like, it's just
and
a steady decline downward. And people, it's like, they just continue to accept. They keep settling for and settling for and settling for. And then now you sit there and you ask guys why they think a TV show is good or why a movie is good, and they can't even tell you. Seriously,
when
Dark Knight came out and everybody jumped on the Dark Knight bandwagon, ask half of these guys why they like Dark Knight. They can't even tell you. It's just a good movie. What are you talking about? Seriously.
Okay, well, we have 4 minutes remaining in the show, and then I'm going to go get drunk.
Did you find a bottle of wine? Or what?
No. No, so really I can't,
oh
but come.
Man. Yeah.
But I have to admit, Carly, though, I have to admit, Jay sometimes has a point on some things, though. He does kind of, because that, when that statement he made about, you know, back in the day, just think, not now, but back in the day, I don't think that they would have put a Spinelli in there or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Not really, I mean, you know, I'm just, because, you know, yeah, I don't think that, I mean, because it wouldn't have made sense for him to be in there back in those times, you know.
This is why I say there's got to be hard decisions made. I mean, there's some of these all-time favorites, some of these guys. If you want the show to get back to that level, you may not want it to get that good again. Fine. But if you do, some of these guys that you love for the good of the show have to go.
Yeah, like Kelly Monaco and Jonathan Jackson. Go for it. Go for it. Go, please.
I know Jay disagrees with that, but with Jonathan Jackson, though, I like him as an actor, but there
right.
was no need to bring him back to General Hospital.
Right, but see, that's the General
that
Hospital
character,
of right.
That actor, that he was gone when he was actually a teenager, and to bring him back, what I've seen, what I'm looking at, when I watch him, that they brought him back, and it's like he never left. And Jason and him are friends, and you know the years that he wasn't playing Lucky, Jason and Lucky were enemies, kinda. And so now it's as if Jonathan Jackson never left, and we're forgetting what Lucky has done in between those years that he was gone. And I don't get it. I just don't understand the whole point
me
of bringing
either.
Him back. I mean, he was doing really well. You know, with the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer, his band, whatever, you know. And he was saying really, I don't know why he decided to come back to General Hospital, considering the way it is.
Okay, so we have 1 minute remaining. I just want to say, then we can keep talking. We will be back on Monday at 8 o'clock. Come join us. Come, call in. Talk to Jay if Jay's here. Please, people.
Carly, that was not necessary.
Oh, yes, it was.
I guess that's an invite, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You guys are comedians. Boycott the Last Airbender film. That's, yeah.
Boycott the last what?
The Last Airbender film. Boycott.
The
Last
something.
Airbender film.
Airbender film?
Yeah.
What the heck is Airbender film?
Yeah.
It's the latest M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, I haven't even heard about it.
Yeah, a boycott. Don't even think about it.
I think the last M. Night Shyamalan movie was the Sixth Sense or whatever it was called. That was like one of his best.
Yeah,
was it the Sixth Sense? I watched that one movie, The Village. Did you do The Village?
Oh my God, that movie was terrible.
That was stupid.
That movie was
that
terrible.
Was a stupid movie.
Terrible.
And then he did another one that. What was the last? Was that the last one that he
that
did?
That Happening.
Oh yeah, The Happening. That was.
That was terrible. Why
that
would
was
you
terrible.
Put, why would you put Mark Wahlberg in a leading role like that? Why would you do that?
Oh.
That makes no sense.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you guys, we are on streaming, so if anyone really wants to say anything, now is the time.
That makes no sense. Well, since I have you guys on the line, okay, Jay, part-time he writes scripts for TV shows and movies. One almost got picked up before the holidays got flown.
Okay,
I got,
let me, what was that again you just said? Somebody writes, what did you say? I'm sorry, what was that you said? Something
Jay,
like super,
right,
Jay,
I
oh, meaning
scripts.
You, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
and
that's
I had got,
what you got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I know.
Like,
oh, you
had
one really got picked up, huh?
Yeah, I got flown out to, you know, Big H Wood, H Smack, before the holidays, 2009. You know, they decided to go with a different direction. And I'm going out there in another couple of weeks. But, see, I'm not in the door yet, but I'm pretty much there.
Yeah.
But, see, it's like, I'm telling you guys, this industry, it's all about who you know now. It is not about talent at all anymore. And it's
that's
so
right.
You say what? Hello?
What was that, Talia?
No, I said it's not. I was agreeing with you. I was like, it's not. It's all about,
yeah.
Like, if you're cute. But Kelly Monaco is not cute, so it's kind of.
No, I'm telling you, it's like I'm sitting down with these guys, okay, in their $5,000 suits, right? And it's like, it's so fake. Like,
right.
I had to literally play the game in that meeting for, like, an hour and a half. And it's like, man, and unless you're, like, at the top. And let me tell you this, it's like, you've got certain directors in Hollywood, okay? These guys kill it because they influence everything that's, you know, below the big screen, like TV shows.
Like Steven Spielberg or something?
Yeah, but see, it's like guys like Michael Bay and like Brett Ratner. And like these guys, they set this climate for everything else to be crap. So it's like once these directors start. Go ahead.
Well, Jerry Bruckheimer has done some really good television shows, produced some really good television shows.
Yeah.
You said who?
Jerry Bruckheimer. He's got
well,
some television shows out there that are pretty good.
But this is, I'm talking about guys like Ratner and McGee.
Oh, okay.
And Zack Snyder, okay, and Michael Bay. That's who, the unholy trinity
oh, okay.
of Hollywood. That's who I'm talking about. These guys kill it. They create this image that's perpetuated in all of these things. And it's crazy. What is that? Hello?
Yeah, we are all here.
Someone like in a restaurant?
No,
I'm
walking
hungry.
Into my house. Oh, you're in a restaurant. Oh, I just ate McDonald's in the car, so I already ate my dinner.
No, I need food.
Why don't you go get food? Because we don't want you to starve. That would be really, really...
It's like midnight. I'm not trying to eat at this late. I'm trying to keep my figure.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Oh, my gosh, Jay. What the heck?
Yeah.
Gotta stay sexy for the ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh.
Shoot.
What
the heck? Like, I needed to hear that.
Where's
D? I have a nightmare now. I'm
Where's
kidding.
D at?
Where's who?
D.
Who are you talking about? I'm lost.
D, wasn't there like a guest D that came on your show one day?
Maybe.
Oh, the one that you liked?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, yeah, she asked about you on my Twitter page the other night.
Why? Tell her. Tell her what's up. What is up?
He said,
"What is
up?"
Created
forget about Jason and Sam. Forget about Lulu and So-So. You guys
no,
need to follow
around. No, that's the whole reason
around.
Why we keep talking
about
the show.
Jay and
okay.
G is new couple, okay? That's the new couple.
Crazy.
Yeah. Obama.
So.
So
well,
I said,
Jay, have you been...
I will...
I probably shouldn't have brought up 24, but Jay, have you been watching 24 at all this season?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Do you like it or no?
No. As an overall,
Of course not.
See, guys, see, it's not about... See, when you say things like that, of course not. See, you remind me of those guys who attack me every day on YouTube. Listen, it's like... It comes down to standards, guys. Look, if 100 movies come out, okay, and they're all bad... Am I supposed to lower my standards so that I can say some of them are good? Or am I supposed to stay true and say, no, they're all bad? Listen, they have to please me. This is the problem in Hollywood. This is another problem. None of these guys are under pressure anymore. So that's why everything's crap now. Because, honestly, these guys can do whatever they want, and people will just accept it. Watch 24 season 1, guys. Go back and watch season 1. And then watch this season. It is shocking. Two completely different shows.
Well, I still like it, but I guess I just love Jack Bauer, I guess. I guess I'm biased.
I mean, look, I'll never talk bad about Jack Bauer. I mean, the guy has done so much for this country. And he's a fictional character. He's not even real. He's done so much for this globe. But we're talking about the show 24 as a whole. Do you really care about any of these guys?
I knew I shouldn't have brought up the 24.
Yeah, Carrie, why did you? Why? Why?
Change the subject.
Yes.
What?
Yes, we are changing the subject.
Okay, fine. No problem.
I don't know why I'm eating cookies right now, but...
So, like,
is
Dee single or what?
Jay, if you want me to find out for you, I will.
Yeah, just ask her.
Okay. No problem, Jay. I will ask her for you.
Yeah. Obama.
He said yeah.
Oh my God.
So yeah. No. So wait, what kind of cookies
Jay,
are you eating?
If you marry her, Jay, what was that, Carly?
What kind of cookies are you eating?
I'm eating the Girl Scout cookies, the one with the caramel delight.
Yeah.
I can't believe my niece opened the box. She snuck and opened the box today.
And you can't eat just one. You got to eat the whole box.
I know. They're so good. One row's gone.
The Samoyans are my favorite, too. I can eat those things. So they're gone.
I know. And I bought a new one. It's called their peanut butter patties. They're kind of good. But nobody likes peanut butter right now in my house, though. So. Like, you know, I mean, like peanut butter, but I don't like peanut butter cookies or anything, so a whole box for myself.
I had some crazy good cookies last weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
You know the ones with the chocolate, the Hershey's Kisses in the middle?
Oh,
really?
Those are good.
Those are crazy good.
Now we got on the subject of cookies. I know.
At least we're agreeing on it.
If anyone wants to make me some and send it to me, I'd be grateful.
Exactly.
Carly, you can make your Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah.
Carly makes some good Rice Krispie treats. I haven't had them, but, you know, she could put a little bit of rum in them for you, too.
Oh, really? Well, it just so happens for spring break, I might be up in Polesville.
In where?
Polesville, Washington. That's where Carly is. Right?
No. Actually, I'm like an hour away from Polesville. I wish I lived in Polesville because I will go to the bakery every freaking day, but that's okay. They have a good bakery there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You gotta take your medicine.
Oh, so what was I? So yeah. So Zay, are you coming back on Monday?
You said Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Only if D comes back.
Only if D comes back.
That's
okay.
My baby. That is my baby right there. That's
what
my
was that?
That's my
oh my
girl.
Gosh.
Zay
oh
has
gosh.
A little crush.
I know. Well, you have to thank Carly for that, for bringing you two together.
I guess.
You have to come. You know, if you guys were to ever get married or something and have kids, and
we're
going to
have three sharp
and...
kids, and we're going to take over daytime and dark. Yeah, yeah.
I'm on my soul. I'm sorry. I will never allow it.
We'll make you proud, I promise.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So, Jay, what's your plan? When you get in the business, you're going to try to turn it around? When you really get into the business, even though you're
listen,
in there kind of now, are you going to try to turn it around or
absolutely.
Or
not, exactly. Absolutely. And what needs to be done, I mean, I have to play the game at first, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once you get in and you're at the stage where you're, you know, you carry some weight, your name, you know, kind of rings out, then you can start
like
to change
Steven
things.
Steven Spielberg or something.
From
the,
yeah, exactly. But see, I would never, ever let that fame and all that stuff go to my head because,
uh-huh.
to be honest, it can kick it. No, honestly, I wouldn't because, I mean, it could be over the next day.
Well, that's true.
It means nothing. Like, who's the hottest director in Hollywood now? Christopher Nolan, right?
I guess he is.
I'm telling you, he is. Let him make one bomb and then a second bomb, then he's done. So it means nothing. So all these people who jump in your face, because once you start making money for people in Hollywood, okay, and everybody's kissing your butt, giving you things, you know, they're treating you like a god, you know, always saying yes to you. I mean, it's like, what's the point? I mean, okay.
Isn't James Cameron the hottest director right now?
Yep.
No, I mean, he's made the most money with that movie.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
All eyes are on Chris Nolan mm-hmm. right now. I mean, he's the hottest guy.
So,
as soon as you mess up once, you're done. I mean, seriously, who's standing with Tiger Woods right now?
His wife. Hi.
Who else?
That was a bad joke. I don't know.
Nobody. All of his endorsements left. I mean, it's like you're hot
no,
and
they,
then you're not.
They,
so it's like, I'm not going to let any of that crap go to my head
they,
because all
they,
of these guys are fake. They're fake.
Nike hasn't left him yet, though.
Listen, the point I'm trying to make is guys will turn on you at the drop of a hat.
Well, they put him on a pedestal. They put Tiger Woods on a pedestal.
Yep.
You know, and then what happened was just all this crap that happened to him, and then, you know, and then he's that pedestal, just, you know, he fell off it, you know, and he apologized, but I mean,
yep.
I don't know how much harm that pedestal will go after that, you know, even though he apologized.
Oh, I'm just saying, I would not let any of all that
well,
stuff
yeah,
go to my head.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
yeah.
So when people start kissing my butt, I say, yeah, okay, thank you. And in the back of my mind, I'm saying you're going to be the first one to turn against me. So, I don't know. I'll just keep everything to myself.
Damon and Ben Affleck were, because they weren't really big. Remember they had a script. What was that movie that they did? They wrote the script.
Good Will Hunting.
They had to search high and low for somebody to get their script. You know, they went through hell. I don't know if they went through hell, but they went through a lot of people to get that script, and it turned out to be a really good movie, I guess. And look at them now. They're like big people, I guess. Well, not big people, but, you know, I mean, a lot of people. I go to the movies to see Ben Affleck. I like him.
Yeah, me too.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I like Damon. Yeah,
Matt Damon.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, isn't that movie? Okay, is it The Bone?
Are they doing like the Fist of the Fourth Bone? Oh, is that a new movie that...
It's a new movie.
Yeah,
okay.
It looks good. I like him in action.
Yeah, me too.
He does really well in action.
Yeah, he does really well.
So, yeah.
Put him and Jason Morgan together in a shootout, you know, or
something.
Instead of Bronco, it should have been Damon. There you go.
Did you guys know that Steve Burton almost got a part on 24 last season?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
And the show wouldn't let let him go and shoot.
Yeah, they wouldn't. I was so mad to find that out.
But they'll let Kima do a Tata show. That's pathetic.
Yeah, that is pathetic.
Now this guy can act. Have you seen him in The Last Castle? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah,
Robert Redford,
Yeah,
he was also in Steven Spielberg's Taken.
Yep.
And he's nothing compared.
That was a great
good
miniseries, yeah.
I love that.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I know, he was supposed to film like a couple years ago when he had his trial hair. He was doing that for a movie, for a Western movie.
Can you imagine Jason Morgan without the constraints of a soap opera? That would have been really good. I think that would have probably.
I know.
I think the reason why he didn't film that movie is because that movie fell through or something. I don't know.
It was supposed to be on like TNT or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
And, it got backpedaled or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, my whole thing.
He had really good trial hair.
Yeah, he did have really good.
Yeah, he looks much better with trial hair.
I think so, too.
I like all his hairdos.
Supposedly his hair, I saw him in a picture, his hair is really short now. It's shorter than what we see on screen right now.
I don't like it. I don't like it short like that. I like him with a little more hair.
Yeah, a little long hair, you know how
And most of the time he has long hair, he's with Elizabeth, too.
Yes, I loved it. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, when they were like going meeting secretly in the Jackson Carly's hotel.
Both Becky and Steve said they hated his long hair. They said they were getting tired of it.
Oh yeah, well.
Well, I wasn't because I was watching TV.
I was imagining putting my fingers through that.
Me too.
So,
I wanted to touch
hair. Steve Burton's really good at comedies. He was in a show called Out of This World a long time ago. I watched it. That's how old I am. I'm kidding. But yeah, that was a really good show. I liked him in that. He was actually pretty good in comedies too.
Yep.
I was watching this one interview with him, and he was doing something with a baby, and the baby kept on doing stuff while he was trying to act, and it was so funny, and he was getting irritated, and the baby just kept on touching him.
Was that like a blooper or something?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was.
It was with Baby Michael.
Yeah. That stuff was so funny. I was laughing so hard. I was like, wow.
No, they didn't do.
He didn't have any kids in real life, too.
Yeah.
It was funny, yeah.
You know, they didn't do that so anymore. I just thought of it because...
Bloopers and practical jokes.
But they
have the amazing, funniest videos, and that gets old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said, is Dean in her 20s or what? Like, what age?
Oh, my gosh, me and my big mouth. I don't know, but if you want me to find everything out for you,
no,
I will.
No.
You have to write a list of what you want her to ask her.
No.
I would.
Don't do that. No, just
I would.
Guess how old you are. What, are you like 26 or I don't know what, 28 or something?
I'm
just curious. You're
24. He sounds like he's in his 20s.
23. Yeah. Early
23?
18.
18. Wow, thanks.
No, you're early 20s, right? 23?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
oh, he's
okay,
not
going to
really tell us, you guys.
I know, he's not. He's like,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm
oh
the oldest
God.
One in this group. That's bad.
How old are you, Bridget?
I will be 40 in August.
Oh.
You don't sound like it. You sound like you're what?
That's what we told her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what
did.
Me and Carly told her. Told her she sounded like she's in her
but
30s.
I still look half my age, so, you know, it's all
oh, that's good to look half your age. That's what I'm hoping.
Can,
my mom.
I can still pick up good men. I might
oh.
be in my walker by the time I'm through, but I'll be still picking them up.
I told Carly one day, I go, Carly, if me and you don't get married by the time we're so-and-so age, we're going to be living together.
Yeah,
we're gonna be
we will.
Together.
Well, the sad thing is, I've never been married. I don't have any kids.
Really?
I'm good with that.
Oh, my
have you ever want any kids? Do you well, you're still young. And I mean, come on. My grandma had her last at like 40. 45, 40. They're having them older these days, you know, women.
Yeah,
older women,
and my,
you know, like
my sister just had a monkey at 36, no, 37. Yeah.
Do you want kids still, Bridget, or no?
Well, the thing is, when I'm not on the ranch, I drive a school bus. So all the kids on
oh.
my school bus are my kids. And
oh,
I,
wow.
I treat them just like I would if they were my
yeah.
own. And,
yeah,
and all my friends have kids, so I'm Aunt Bridget to all of them.
Oh,
you know,
nasty.
And I spoil them rotten, and then they go home and terrorize the parents.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with them when you go home.
Exactly. You know, I do love kids. I do, I'm just
yeah.
a my life where I like I'm a free spirit. I like to
yeah.
sing
and yeah.
and just go. And I don't know.
I helped raise my nieces. My oldest niece is 25, and my youngest, well, my middle one's 21, and I helped raise those two kind of, and so that was enough when I was a teenager. I helped raise them. You know, actually one. I had her. She was a nightmare, man, when she was like 4 years old or two to four.
Okay,
oh
I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be crying.
Oh,
let
shoot,
me go.
You're not going to. Are you not going to say what I used to
no.
say?
No, I
would
not.
To.
No, I was not. I would not do
I was really mean. Well, I was a kid myself, so I mean, I had to have some kind of fun, you know? Well, what I used to do to her is really mean. Oh, God, I probably shouldn't say anything, but when the electricity lights would go out here, I'd pretend like I was, like, dead. And lying on the bed, and I pretend like I was possessed by a monster or something, and I'd take the flashlights away, and I would, like, I'd go, like, make that monster voice, you know, and then she'd cry. She'd, like, cry. I was like, I know. Well, I would let
I would cry,
lie there. I lied there, and she'd get all upset, like, Terry, what's, you know, and she'd cry, and then I'd wiggle around, like,
I'd be so mad at you if you did that.
I took her to scare. I took her to scare.
Huh? I wasn't even gonna say that one. I was gonna let that go, but
okay,
I can't
well,
believe you.
I'll let that go too. But yeah, I think
yeah.
I've done some. Well, actually, only to the oldest one. Really, was the oldest one. I
yeah,
was kind of
yeah.
told. I care.
Oh. All right. I guess I'll say goodnight.
Okay, night, Zay.
Good night.
Bye. Talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I don't think he sounded too. I think he wanted to leave. I think the conversation was getting boring for him or something.
I think it was too.
I heard him crying in the background.
Yeah. Well, by the way,
yes.
I want to thank Talia and Bridget for keeping me calm tonight. Because, like, Carrie was not here.
I know. As soon as that's funny, as soon as I got, when I dialed one, plus one, I heard, oh, what did you say? Oh, thank God or something.
Yes.
Something was, like, not really right.
I was trying to hurry up and tell you because, yeah, she was kind of a little, she's mad. So I was like, I was trying to tell you, like, Jay. I'm like, Jay's on the phone. I'm, like, trying to give you signs, like, yeah, it's not really going good. Me and Bridget are just listening and just.
Well, when he said this women think they can do what men can do.
Yeah.
I give him 5 minutes on my place and he'd be crying.
Oh, how dare a guy say that to a woman?
And I was like, you know, I work with men all the time. I mean,
yeah.
I can lift 80-pound bales like nothing.
Wow.
Not even 130 pounds, so.
Wow.
Well, I beat them up at school, so it's not really they mess with me. I mean, I feel like everybody's equal. I mean, when different, like some girls can do what boys do, some girls can, some boys can. I mean, it's like random. I really think that girls could do a lot more than boys think that they can.
Amelia. What was the reason for that question anyway? What was the reason why he said that?
Oh, well, he's blaming Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy for. Yeah, giving girls thinking that because Buffy thinks,
the vampire
I guess.
Slayer?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Buffy the vampire
I know.
Slayer. How dare he talk bad about Buffy?
Well,
He was like, it's not that I don't like her, but I think she's something. He
couldn't understand how she could do those moves, and it's like,
yeah.
Do you realize it's fake?
Yeah. I know.
Sarah Geller does do some kind of. She did do training in like karate.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but
and actually, girls can actually. Some girls in real life can actually do stuff like that.
You can take anybody down in any situation. You just got to know where to get.
Know what to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was a sexist comment that he made.
Well.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, the women can do a lot of things that guys can do, maybe even better.
Right.
But yeah. But you know what? You still saw everyone in the sub room, you guys, saying, oh my God, Jay and Carly are hilarious. And I'm like, I am not trying to be hilarious.
I know, Carly, but you do.
I don't think
it's just funny because you guys are just going at it and it's like you guys don't agree or barely on anything. And this is like, to me, it's funny. I just like watching TV, but I just can't see you guys.
It's like a tennis match. You guys were
volleying.
To go back, I was just waiting for
the ball goes back and forth and you have to see who hits it over the net the hardest.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't on the air then.
You are lucky.
Hey.
Not in a bad way.
Thank God for Wednesday nights. No, I'm kidding.
No, but you guys were
funny.
That was so
funny when you say that. Well, I mean, when I saw that number, I'm like, okay, I know. Why do I know that number? Why do I know? And then I'm like, oh, crap, why did I answer?
I could tell you was not that happy when Jay got on the phone. He was like, it's Jay. She was like. Carly's not gonna be around. I opened my mouth. I was like, uh oh, here we go again. I just can't wait for him to say something for Carly.
I think he's getting used to you now, Carly.
I think he is too.
He's just playing off you now. You know, he's just like, you know, being funny too now. It seems like, you know.
I know. Looks like he's playing around with it a little bit now.
He's trying to get a reaction out of you now, I think, is what's happening.
Oh, I know. When I said this, not by him, but when he's just making comments, I just want to slap him. I mean,
I could tell. She's like, no, 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 no. And she just finishes her sentence. It's so funny.
You're probably sitting there thinking, Terry, why did she have to go back to class?
I know.
I'm just thinking, I'm like my older night sister has left for class, and I'm doing this all by myself, and I really don't want to be nice to him.
I know, I called in, 5 minutes after this. Yeah, I just got on a break from class. Talia wasn't on there yet.
Yes, he wasn't. So,
what
yes.
What time did you get on there, Talia? What time did you call in?
After 10:30-something, I think it was, yeah.
Okay, your time, okay. What time is it where you're at? Are you supposed to be in bed, little girl? No, I'm kidding.
That's fun. funny.
No, I really am, though, but oh well. I will.
What time is it? What, like midnight or something?
Yes, it's like 12 something.
Well, you know, I was your age. I never went to bed. I always went to bed at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, me too. Talia, but you and I, we already been having the best storms and snow and blizzards, right?
What can you say again?
Well, they, on the news today, they said like New York, Boston, like everywhere back there are getting like really bad storms, and it's another blizzard for them.
Oh,
for
really?
Like the Northeast. The Northeast is supposed to be hit really hard.
Oh, I hope it don't happen here because I don't want to get in the middle of that.
You know, if you don't know what the weather's like, you can call Carly. She'll tell you what the weather's
going to
be like in your area.
Well, I can't sleep, you guys. Well, I can't sleep. Like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I turn on CNN, and they have the weather of the whole country. And I say, I don't want to live there. I don't want to live there. That might be nice. Yeah.
And she also has information of, you know, she'll be calling me, telling me, this person's going to be on this show, and I already know that. She's like, oh, well, I can't tell you anything. You already know it.
Yeah. I'm like, I try
I'm already on top of it. I'm already on top of it.
Oh, my God. You think he's going to... I sort of invited him to the...
Yeah, you did. You sort of invited him back on Monday, so that's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I will call in at not what, quite 8 o'clock. No, I'm kidding.
You're not funny. Why not? You're not...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
So, yeah, but since we are on, you know, off-air, Fran is out of there.
Is that for sure? I mean, or is that just like a rumor flying around somewhere?
Well, you know what? So many people have said it today. And someone said that.
If that's true, then my prayers have been answered.
Yes. What did you guys think?
Does anybody feel like the writing's getting a little bit better on the show or no? I mean, do you think that there's a little bit of improvement with the writing or with what's going on? Because, you know, Jason seems like he's slowly getting phased out from Sam because they haven't really had any really good scenes.
They haven't.
No.
And although he pissed me off when he kissed her when she was sleeping on his couch.
I know.
Yeah, I read that.
I was like, that's another liaison scene you stole from him, you sons of bucks.
Fucking
bastard. Oh, it pissed
I'm
me
sorry.
Off. I'm like, you
no,
have
wait,
got
wait.
To kid me.
Terry, stop apologizing because we are off air. So basically, we can say basically everything we've been wanting to say.
I know, I read a recap today at work. I was at work on the computer, and I kind of read the beginning of the show. I'm like, oh, fuck. You mean I'm going to have to fast forward to the most of the show again? Shit.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, I got in this big fight with Zay Sam Radio on Twitter the other day.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they mentioned that, you know, Jason and Sam have been... I cover for so long and list of
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jason and Liz been together way before Jason and Sam were ever together.
I mean, before even Sam, I think came on the show. They were like best. They were like really close, and you know they were getting to the point where they were going boyfriend girlfriend. You know, really a couple like that. So they could just gosh. Wow.
See. That's what I love about you. You are, what, 16 years old, and these young, immature kids are, they don't even know. They don't even know their history of the show, period. They don't know the story.
They just say what they
want.
Yes, yeah. They just say what they think they want to hear. It's like they don't even look at really what's the truth. They just like, oh, I really want Jason Sinclair, so I'm just say anything that makes it sound like they really should be together. I mean, no. I mean, like, it's not even that I want to bash Jason Sinclair. It's like they really, like, truly, not just because I want Jason Sinclair to be together, it's just that they really have nothing. Even if there wasn't, like, a Jason was like, if it was just Jason Sinclair, I really don't think they have anything. Like, it's just plain to me, and it's so boring.
Yeah. I agree with that too. If there wasn't a Jason and Liz, there was no way I would still hate Jason and Sam.
Yeah,
you know,
because
I
it doesn't
really
make
like,
sense.
Yeah, it doesn't
yes,
make sense.
Yes, it doesn't
at all.
Make sense at all.
Why is she insinuating herself in Jason's business with Johnny? That had
me and my mom were just laughing at her.
Jason's in the mob, not her.
Right. Yeah. What are you doing? You're supposed to be a PI.
Why isn't she being a PI and getting off of the damn
yes.
couch?
I know, right?
For next last
secret.
2 days.
I think there's something going on with her. I think she's doing something that's going to really, Jason's going to really hate her.
Yeah, she is.
Because me and my mom, we was like laughing at her when she was like trying to make it seem like she was really giving Johnny advice. I'm looking like you just stay over on your side and, you know, leave everything else to whoever is involved. And she was all like, well, I really don't know your sister, but I'm pretty sure she more wants this for you. I'm looking like, what do you know?
Yeah, what in the...
Yeah, what in the fuck does she know?
Yeah.
She doesn't know anything.
Is she supposed to testify too at Sunny's trial? Does anybody know about that?
Okay, you know what? That gun is gonna come back to haunt her.
She's just a leech. She's a leech. She's just like a leech in every scene. She's just bleeding. She's just sucking the life out of that show. I think. Period. You know.
Yeah. And the funny thing is. Some of the Jay's fans are starting to see the light.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
they have no choice but to.
They're starting to get real pissed off only seeing like 30-minute second scenes, 1-minute scenes.
But we went through.
Yes, they need to know that. I really want to ask them, like, do y'all know what we're going through? It's not that we don't want no trouble with y'all. It's just that y'all really don't know what we're going through. Y'all think it's all good now. But when it's like, when y'all a couple not together no more, they're not even a couple, but when they're not together no more, if we're going to just laugh and just have us a nice time talking about Jason and Elizabeth, and you guys are going to be crying, talking about how you guys should have did this and did that. And it's going to be funny to me.
They wanted them together, and they're getting what they got, so why are you complaining?
You know what? I'm going to have to do this alone to forgive myself for voting for Dancing with the Stars. I still can't believe I was stupid.
Oh, my God. I was hoping that Dancing with the Stars, she would have gone on to do other things, you know, like left General Hospital or something. But no,
stuck
around to not.
Who do you think one of the soap opera actors is going to be on this next Dancing with Stars? Who do you think it's going to be? They're supposed to tell all the dance partners here pretty soon.
Is it from the ABC soaps?
We don't know.
No, they haven't.
You know what the funniest thing would be if Steve was actually to go on there? It would be so funny.
We are finding out Monday night.
Oh, okay.
Monday.
I'd like to know who it is. It's a former soap star, so I don't know.
I'm curious myself, and
I think I'd like to see Jeannie Francis. I think.
Yeah.
I think she would be great.
You know who? Oh, but it would not be a formal, you know, whatever. But I was thinking about Maggie from Dave because.
Oh, yeah,
because
she was to be a dancer, huh?
Yeah, that's why, I mean, you know, and I wonder when they are going to do anything about, I mean, I know they said she passed away, but I just hope we don't have to wait a year for Alice's funeral. That is stupid. Because if they say Alice is in the kitchen, when she's dead, I'm going to kill them. I'm like,
I don't think
donuts.
They would do that.
No,
I think since they did the thing at the end of the show last Friday, I think there's going to be something soon.
Okay.
It just depends how far ahead they tape. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And maybe they're taping a special thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was. I mean,
oh,
it's not funny.
Keep saying, "Oh, Grandma's in the kitchen baking donuts."
Well, no,
Charlie would say.
Yeah, my little niece who is full. We were talking about my whole family were talking about it, and I go, yeah. Frances, lived to be 95. And she walked up to my grandma, you guys, and said, "Grandma, that is so good. Now you're going to live to 95 for my 15th birthday." and I did not have the heart to say, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
You never know, though. I had a great aunt that lived to be 103.
What?
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. She was a tough old bird.
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Was she with it up until, like...
Oh, yeah. She rode horses
okay.
with us, and, oh, yeah, she was... She.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. She's
like really
she's
good.
A successful lady.
Wow, 103. Wow, that's a long time. Wow.
I'm sure she would always talk about the past, you know, too. Did she always like
oh,
talk
yeah,
about
she
like
would tell
yeah.
us stories and oh
yeah.
my gosh, just
see, that's
our
I like
history
what they...
and oh yeah, we
yeah.
got a lot of stories out of her. But she was a spitfire.
But did you write any of them down? I mean, like, for you? I mean,
oh,
I
yeah.
know you
oh, yeah.
Have
we
a,
all,
yeah.
all of us, my dad, we all have a history book.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And, yeah. See, I'm a descendant from Ulysses S. Grant. I'm a granddaughter down the line.
Oh, really?
And I'm also
oh.
related to John Adams and John Quincy Adams.
What?
On my
mother. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Shoot.
Was it?
I'm part Scotch Irish and part German.
Oh my God, Bridget,
mm-hmm.
We are related.
Are we?
No, yeah, well, no, seriously, my great grandfather was on Quincy Adams too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a small world.
Oh my gosh, you guys!
Yeah.
I know. That is so cool.
My dad has the original. Wedding certificate of Ulysses S. Grant.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm a long line
wow,
of,
so
of history.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
That's really interesting.
Because, I mean,
yeah, that is.
It's on my mom's side of the family. And so and I don't know how it came about or whatever, but yeah, we all. That is funny.
That is cool.
That is
yeah.
cool.
I don't know. I may be related to a king back in Scotland. Or you know, and I don't know. And you know, I'm the first in my family. I'm the first one that was born in the United States. So my parents are immigrants, and
okay.
I'm the first one in my whole family here. I mean, I was born in California or in the States. So that's funny.
Wow, oh my God, but that,
yeah.
I knew that was the reason I liked you, no.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, but that's weird.
Now she's got another big sister.
Yeah. I know.
And that is just weird. But that is weird when you were saying
that. That is super
like,
weird.
I'm like, oh my God.
I'm not sure exactly how we're related. But
me either.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, my grandma said once how we were, but explaining how I got a headache because it took too long. And yeah, we are related to both Quincy Adams and his dad.
John and John Quincy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a small world, huh?
Yeah, super small world.
Taya, so do you have a new president? So anyone in you?
No, I do not. You know, it was me and my TV just having this little fun trying to figure out what to watch and stuff. I don't have any, you know.
That reminds me. I got a lot to watch tonight before I go to bed.
Yeah, so are you going to watch them and then are you going to call me after?
Well, I don't know because, you know, it's going to be late by the time I call you. Maybe I'll just call you to say goodnight or something.
Yeah,
know?
Do that. Yeah, do that. Yes?
Yeah, I haven't even gotten in the shower yet.
Oh, my God. It's 10:44, you guys.
I know.
Wow. Blizzard and Talia, you guys are coming back on Monday, right?
Yep.
As far as I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, remind me.
If you need a referee,
I'll just be the audience. I'll
put the packet down on him like you wouldn't believe.
And I'll be Bridget's backup.
But that is a very sexist comment that he made.
Well,
yeah, that was.
I don't think he'll say it again because
I know.
It's a lot for me to not tell him to go take a flying leap off a short bridge.
A guy should not be saying that in a room full, on a telephone with women. That's not. It was not smart of him to do that.
No, it wasn't.
You know, us women have a high tolerance for pain, too. Guys don't, you know?
Right.
I tried to put a watermelon down here.
That's why we're the ones that have the babies. You have to have a high tolerance for pain to have a baby, even though I don't know, you know, what it's like, but, you know.
They can't even change a diaper, let alone push a watermelon out of his...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. Somebody told me, I think it was my sister, that said having cramps is like, you know, imagine 10 times worse cramps, and that's what it's like.
Yeah, that's what my sister told me, too. I mean,
can't imagine, because I can't stand having cramps.
Oh,
when they
well,
get really
neither
bad.
Can I.
No, I'm sorry. Okay.
We kind of... Oh, my God, you know what? I've been sitting here all night now remembering who won the last American Idol.
Oh,
Chris Allen.
That's tomorrow night's show.
Okay. I could not remember, like, who it was. I mean, I was picturing, like, every American Idol in my head.
Are you talking about last season?
Tonight, huh?
Yes.
Last season, Chris Allen won.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Allen won, but I wanted Adam Lambert. They said that they didn't pick him because of his name.
I love Adam Lambert. I kept voting for him.
I love him.
Uh-huh.
I was so mad.
Especially the song they played on General Hospital, the Mad World song.
Mad World. Oh, my
uh-huh.
gosh, I know. I love that song.
Yeah, that was really good. You know, is that why he didn't win because he was gay?
Yeah, I think that's kind of stupid. American Idol. Yeah, not supposed to. Yeah, that's what they said. They said since he was gay, they couldn't like pursue
what?
Him as.
Oh
yeah.
That has nothing to do with
it. But I think that's stupid because he's still. But the stupid thing about it, he's still making music and he has his own.
Oh
CD.
Yeah, he's
just
gonna make more money than the other kid that won.
Yes, than Chris Allen. Nobody.
Yeah.
Like, every people wanted him to win, but not as much as Adam Lambert. Like, from the start, everybody wanted him to win.
That's
so.
Just like the season when Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken, wanted Clay Aiken to win. And it was a tight, it was a close call, though. It was really close. I still wanted Clay Aiken to win, but
you haven't seen, Ruben. I haven't seen this CD
from
him since.
I know.
And that other gal that was with, Kelly, she had one CD, and you haven't heard from her since.
Wasn't it Catherine McBee?
Kelly Pickler?
No, she's...
Is it the one that won the beginning, Kelly Clarkson?
No, she's Latino.
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
But she had a CD, and then now you haven't heard anything from her.
Maybe they're the one-hit wonder type of a...
Exactly.
I know.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I think the one that's really done really well is Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yes.
I love Carrie Underwood. She's so pretty.
And she's getting married to a hockey player. Oh,
I know.
Flipping hot.
Yeah.
So,
I'm pretty sure he has to be. She's pretty. She can't have nobody ugly. That would be so uncool.
But I don't like her hair short. She cut it shoulder length.
Yeah.
I like her hair long.
Yeah, I mean,
she cut it?
Yeah, it's short. It's to her shoulder.
Gross.
It's not long anymore. It's on to her right at her shoulders. And I don't like it.
I hope it grows back fast.
Well, I've been to a Carrie Underwood concert and it was really good.
Have you any of you ever heard of Celine Dion?
Yeah.
Who?
She's going back to Vegas.
I love her.
Yeah.
I think
Chelsea was asking about Celine Dion.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I like Celine Dion. Oh.
Yeah. You know, I feel so bad for her because I guess he's been trying to get pregnant again.
Yes, I was like, oh, that's so sad. She's trying, but it's not working out. I was like, that sucks.
Her little boy is so funny.
I know.
I feel sorry for her, but I think she's really, have you guys heard the new We Are the World song? Has anyone?
Yes. I've seen it.
Yeah.
The one for
that's good.
Yes. And some people going like, you guys should have left it alone and blah, blah, blah. But like, I kind of like the new version a little.
I like it too. It's for this generation. I think it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of rap in it, too, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought it was nicely done. And they have Michael in there, which I thought was...
With Janet, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was a cool move because the mom requested it. And, you know, I guess they cannot say no to Catherine.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I forget that he passed away. You know, because it doesn't seem real. Yes.
You know, I think I better get off. I have to. It's going on 11 o'clock, and I'm going to get ready for bed and have a shower and everything.
Okay. Call me after you wash your stuff.
Okay. All right, guys. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Okay.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.